I wouldn't mind a nice gay boy running around the house.
No, I bet he'd be very nice. And he'd probably be able to help you find a better t-shirt.
Oh.
That's hurtful.
Throw that out there.
That's okay. Actually, this was a gift from a friend's mom.
And point.
Hey, cheers, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
Hi. I have sitting across from me, Ian.
Hello.
And sitting across and to the side, brand new to the show, Tasha.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Do you want my elevator speech from grad school?
What's an elevator speech?
You seriously don't know what an elevator speech is?
Why would I know that?
Because apparently librarians don't need those for business. But
how many libraries have an elevator? There you
That's
go.
That's not what it is.
That's what it is.
I'm sure that you know what an
elevator
is.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
I think a lot of libraries have elevators because it seems a popular handicap hangout.
Inside the elevator.
Water cooler. People.
Oh, well, retarded people can't hang out at the water cooler.
Did you know that it is not okay to say retarded any longer? Haven't you seen the
What's
PSA?
What's the new word?
Handicapped.
Okay. That's the same thing. And then much longer.
But the people from Glee told me on the TV
that
I can't say retarded.
There's a lot of words
longer.
I can't say anymore either that I'd like to say about the people on that show.
Right.
Like how much more money they make than the rest of us, or that they actually have singing talent and, you know, I'm the type of thing that makes dogs just howl.
No, all the bad gay ones.
Oh.
Those are the ones I was thinking of specifically.
Well, you can still say them, but then that makes you a poor person. But you might be a manager when you get to hell.
Well, we're already poor people, according to the financial scheme.
Not like financially poor, but we are all extremely poor.
Right.
I'm using a clipboard I stole from work. Well, welcome to the show, everyone.
Right. It's worth mentioning that Tasha is here because I won the Nicolas Cage game in episode 19.
Oh, yeah. By the way.
Apparently, I wasn't invited here because I'm super cool and awesome.
I wanted to present you with your prize.
Uh-huh.
This is The Rock on VHS.
Yay.
I couldn't get the price tag off, so I'm sorry if that's tacky, but the rest of it is really classy.
What's not tacky is the hair piece on Sean Connery in this
Doesn't
movie.
He look good?
He does look good. He should wear hair pieces more.
Welcome to The Rock.
There are two or three parts in that movie where he has to sort of run, and it doesn't even look... You know how like an old man has a body when he's a man, but then he gets old enough that you're not even sure what parts are what parts anymore?
It all kind of is a one big sort of blob. It's as if it's his bones and organs are just sort of in a potato sack, just rummaging around.
Like if you made one of those big traffic barrels out of dough.
Oh, okay.
I
feel that old people running is in the same category as hippies dancing.
Yeah.
Where it's just wrong, but you can't stop looking at
it. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you see an old man. I saw an old man run to his car from the grocery store or something. Just run back real quick to like tell his wife something or whatever, and it was fucking hilarious.
There's a lot of arm flailing, you know, a lot of side to side. You got to balance yourself better. That's exactly like hippies dancing.
It's like a little kid, you know how they run and the arms and legs are totally independent.
It's just all forward momentum.
Yeah, they just sort of lean and go.
Yeah.
It's like that with olds, except they're vertical. They don't even lean anymore. they're fucked. I am not excited to get old.
You shouldn't be.
But
he's the first one to hit 30, so.
That's true.
That's true.
Like a year away?
Yep.
Exactly 1 year. So I've pretty much decided that we need to do more better when it comes to celebrating your birthday, Ian.
I think we did all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad or anything, but it's not Mexico.
Yeah, what would you do? Your 30 is coming up.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be old. You're going to be one of the olds. You're going to forget how to run.
Exactly. I'm going to start looking more like a traffic barrel full of dough, which, by the way, I experienced at 18, so it'll be familiar. So
you're going to look next to
you
in the...
You've got to recall what the hangover is going to feel like the next day.
True.
You've got to prepare for this.
In the El Dorado, there's going to be some old broad in there you don't even know. Mm.
That I've been married to for a while, and I'm like, oh, wow.
How are you going to celebrate this 30?
Wow. Maybe just pretend it didn't happen and be like, I'll be 29 forever.
Hooray. You're not the type of person who cares about the number, though.
No, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, I'm probably going to do pretty much what I did this year, but less, even less.
How is it possible to do even less?
I just won't leave my house.
So you'll be drunk? You realize that... Like, I'm an annoying enough person to force you to do something. I will fly to Arizona to force you to do something. And I'm bringing that bouquet of balloons this time. Quincy is not going to be able to stop me.
I'm
going
to want, you know, it'll be
balloons.
Worth it because you're going to be walking through airport security with a big bouquet of balloons,
oh,
trying to jam
no,
it.
Dude, I'm going to make sure that there's some small clown to bring that to your door.
No,
as
I want,
early as possible.
I want you to try to jam it into the body scanner thing. Like, you're just trying to, like, corral this big thing of balloons into the body scanner, then try to corral it back out without any of them escaping, like, flying to the top of the airport.
I feel
like
that's
a
waste of my time and money. It'd be entertaining for someone, but
right.
not for me.
Pretty sure you couldn't take them on the plane.
How did someone talk you out of bringing him a bouquet of balloons? What was the
so
conversation?
This is like my grand plan because, you know, I love Ian, and I feel like he needs
we
to
all?
Do more yeah. things for his birthday. Because
such as receive
well, no,
a bunch of balloons.
Well, yes, right. because it would have been awesome. And I also would have streamered his house, but I figured that your mom wouldn't have really cared for that one. So I was going to legitimately call your mom and be like, hey, I want to come over bitch ass early and bring your son a ginormous bouquet of balloons.
Okay.
And I was talking to my brother about this, and he's like, no, Ian's a boy. And I'm like, right. So like he'll know that he's super special, right? And he's like, no. That's not how you show boys that they're special. And I was like, I really don't want you to finish that sentence. But anyway, I didn't get the balloons and instead got him tickets to see Who's Bad.
Who's Bad? This right. will be your guys' third cover band awesome. Of the summer. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
This summer.
Second Michael Jackson.
Second MJ one. But this is to make up for the first one that was so shitty that I honestly wanted to like drown my own ears.
Yeah, I heard nothing but bad things. He was what was that Prince guy?
Purple Rain. Yeah.
Rain of Fire.
I mean, it was a thing. That was the first concert I've ever been to where I thought, you know, if I left now, wouldn't be so bad.
But it was Red Rocks. Like, we planned this out specifically, not knowing that Roger Randolph and the Family Band were going to play the day after.
Right.
So we said, we are not going to see an amazing artist like Robert Randolph and the Family Band so that we can see this
famed
MJ cover band at Red Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, they were so crappy that, like, had we not spent money on those tickets, it would have been perfectly acceptable to leave.
And Robert Randolph was $5 cheaper.
And who is Robert Randolph?
You're joking, right?
No. Not
you don't have
little.
That on your giant iPod.
No. This iPod, though, giant, actually holds less than a small iPod.
Right.
How much music does that thing hold?
It holds 30 GBs. I think that means great bands.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
Bands. 30 great bands.
30 great bands.
What would be in your 30 great bands list?
I don't know if I could do 30, but I don't think Robert Randolph would.
Well, Lynyrd Skynyrd is in there 5 times, so I think that's the problem.
It's 30 greatest songs. It's 30 greatest bands. There's, you have to include the entire catalog.
Well, because there's Van Zandt period, post-Van Zandt period.
It's
right. I mean, there's a lot
catalog.
Going on
when you
there.
You get a discography, you get the entire discography, not separated between who was your lead
singer. He also saves 1 GB entirely for covers of Sweet Home Alabama, which is his favorite song.
That song. I hate that fucking song so
only
much.
Because you hate Reese Witherspoon or because
no,
you hate
although
Hicks,
I hate that song. That song sends, or that movie sends a very negative message, I think.
That it's okay to break up with people?
No, because she falls in love with him, but doesn't know, she's kind of ambivalent about it until she discovers, like, oh my God, he flies a plane and he's a famous artist. Now it's okay.
It's okay because he's rich.
Before.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying you can't be in love with someone because they're rich. I'm just saying be in love with them also because they're rich.
I think the movie shows that she loves him. She's just not willing to accept it because she found something that's, you know, more responsible.
Sure.
So she was talking herself out. We really should
love is extremely responsible.
The movie, Sweet Home Alabama.
No. Although it was Murphy Brown's triumphant return to the screen.
Candace Bergen.
Was awesome.
I loved Murphy Brown. What happened to her?
Her show went off the air after 10 years when they decided that she was gay and like already had.
Is she gay?
Isn't that what happened?
No,
she turned out to be gay?
I think there was something where she kissed a woman on the show, but the big controversy was she was having a child outside of marriage.
That's right.
And Dan Quayle, the vice president of the United States at the time, got sort of heated about this and people didn't take the vice president seriously because he was mad at a fictional character.
Yeah, wait. So Murphy Brown was having it, not this actual woman?
No. Yeah, the character on the show was having a baby.
Whose baby was it?
She was just
that weird boss?
No, it wasn't anybody's baby. She just was having like a baby. Like yeah, a, she just had like a surrogate, or it wasn't anyone. In the, yeah, it was like an artificial
insemination. It was Bill from News Radio or something.
Right.
Came and knocked her up at the news studio.
Like characters you still know from that show.
Oh, that's a good show. No, no other show on radio has covered more bad 90s sitcom shows.
No, that's true.
In more depth. So, do you guys in general like the summer?
Absolutely.
No.
Really? No? Yes?
No.
Yes.
Why do you not like it, and then why do you like it?
I'll start off with I'm not a hot weather person at all.
You're moving to Arizona.
Yeah, I know. Where I,
after living in Morocco for 2 years.
See, the thing is, I experienced a lot of summer at a time, so I've gotten enough. Like, when summer is 8 months long, you're like, all right.
You have
I'm
a
done.
Rich history of living in extremely hot places.
Despite the fact that I hate the hot
and
weather.
And having fair skin.
Also true. That's, my plan is to, you know, keep moving south to places and eventually get a tan.
Aren't there some kids who needed help learning how to read in fucking Iceland or something like that?
Yeah, probably. But Iceland is probably sunnier than you would think.
There are dumb kids everywhere.
Greenland?
You don't need to be somewhere so hot.
I know. There are dumb kids everywhere.
There's a dumb kid who lives in this apartment building.
Yeah, I could help him read.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to.
I don't think that too. He's going to pay you a salary to stay here and help him read, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's the big problem. But the reason I don't like the summer, I don't like the heat. That's probably the big reason. I think it's also that I don't have a lot of momentum to go out and do things. Mm-hmm. And in the wintertime, no one else does either. Mm-hmm. But the summertime, people are like, let's go do stuff.
Yeah.
And I think... I'm the same.
You just find that exhausting.
But I feel like that's not necessarily true when you're talking about winter stuff, because, I mean, this is the state of Colorado. Everybody's active all the time. It's just you might not necessarily do those same things.
All right. Well, you tell why do you like the summer?
I love summer because of the activities. So it's a time that you can get outdoors.
Sure.
It's a time where everybody realizes how fat they've gotten. So everyone attempts at looking a little bit better for pool season. That, you know, help my eyes out a little bit.
Yeah.
Sort of nice. I also love summer because that's when Harry Potter movies come out. And even though this is the last one, I've had a good run of summers.
We're
with Harry
a mere
Potter.
2 weeks, I think, right? From seven part two.
Oh, I guess technically they normally come out in November, but maybe I just reread all the books in the summer. It's my go-to.
I think the last one
read.
Was in the summer, right? I went to the drive-in. I saw it at the drive-in.
Was that?
I think so.
Oh, nice.
I don't know. That could have been five Harry Potters ago. I can't keep them straight. I'm like, is this the one with the big fucking spider? No.
No.
Because that's the one I've seen eight times. I haven't seen any of them, and I've seen the giant spider.
Is this the one
times.
Where they throw the ring into Mordor, you know, to save the world?
Oh, Ian.
You know what? So other reasons that aren't Lord of the Rings related for some reason.
Sure.
Is that...
If there are any.
Well, I mean, it's just like everybody gets a little bit happier, you know, and people's expectations go down a little bit. It's not like, oh, I need to find a boyfriend so I have, you know, someone to cuddle with because it's cold.
Oh, that's true.
It's more like, oh, hell's no to having a boyfriend.
I am so
Let's
glad
find someone
you
with
said
abs.
That. Because, like, so I hate the summer, right? So I decided to make a list of things to do in the summer to improve my summer.
All right.
Okay.
But I thought maybe you guys could help me add some things to the list. But I have
that's
number...
That's a pretty long list.
It's long, but they're pretty stupid. But let me see here. Number 20... is to decide on a summer crush. Because you can have a crush on someone in the summer and it's not even
but
real.
But you have a girlfriend, so you're going to have a celebrity crush.
I know.
That's the only thing
well,
that's going to make that
I mean,
acceptable.
You guys could help me decide on a celebrity crush.
And it can't be Justin Timberlake, because he should be everyone's crush.
Yeah,
well, I think he's
true.
He's a perennial year-round all-star.
Okay. Right, because he's in all kinds of films. He's in the summer film Bad Teacher, but he was also in The Social Network, which is one of those winter... movies.
And there was a time when he actually made records.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm going to go
yeah,
with my
we call
two...
those the right. golden days of Peter.
I'm going to go with my counter reasons of why I don't like the summer very much.
Oh, okay.
I
didn't know we were doing a Lincoln Douglas style.
Well,
but
I also will say that I think movies are better in the wintertime. Like, better movies come out in the winter than in the summer.
Well, that's because you don't like blockbusters. You don't like stupid films.
Thank you.
But everyone else in America
is stupid.
Loves films.
Number 13, see a summer movie in the theater.
There you go. Yay. I mean, that's the kind
it
of
thing. You have
Could
to.
Could I make a suggestion on what that should be?
Sure.
maybe you could see Transformers 3 this
week. Oh, fuck no.
I gotta be honest.
God,
I was
so happy to see both of your reactions.
I haven't seen
statement.
Transformers 2.
You'll be totally
that's
lost.
That's actually okay.
Yeah, it probably doesn't.
That's actually
is
okay.
It still big robots?
It's still big.
I mean, okay, well, when I saw that one of the big robots had balls, like actual testicles, I thought, no.
What's inside of that? No. Robot sperm? I mean,
yeah,
and is
that
he fucking, is there a female?
I thought that it was kind of hilarious because he was a bulldozy thing.
Right. Where were his balls? Just
his
outside?
Balls the things that like knock buildings down.
And then he transforms into a robot humanoid thing and then his balls are just out?
Yeah, like he was the one, he was Devastator, which is all that construction equipment.
Uh-huh.
Or he was supposed to be, but they named that Devastator in the other movie, but that's neither here nor there. But he transformed from a wrecking ball thing and his balls were the wrecking ball.
So when he transforms into a robot, he just has balls
right.
hanging down.
Yes.
That mm-hmm. he whacks people with? I mean, does he still smash buildings with his balls or is...
I wouldn't think that would be possible, but you never know.
It's, you know,
what
it's
about
a Michael Bay.
Does he have a penis?
No.
Like a ladder that comes out or something?
I didn't show it, but he had balls for some reason.
I would rather have
it
a...
It was hilarious. Like, they needed a reason for someone to laugh because there'd been too much going on and everybody's going to get that crazy eye disease. So we needed a laugh for a
it's...
second.
Does he have a butt?
See, if he had a butt, they would just show the butt on screen for 20 minutes. It would become Ass the Movie and Idiocracy would be real.
Ass the Movie.
How
right.
long were you saving that one?
I would see Ass the Movie.
No, I haven't been saving that one at all. I mean, when you see Devastator's balls, it's the same thing. Like, just that Idiocracy predicted this would happen, and it has come to be.
Okay, I'll put Transformers 3 question mark. Ian, do you have a suggestion
have
for a summer
one.
Movie?
I've
seen the first one.
The second one.
Oh.
Well.
Did you summarize it for me?
I guess I would go with Captain America.
Oh, boy. That looks Woof. Pretty bad, too.
Yeah, but you know what? Bad. I have hope. Hope.
Here's
well,
the
hope
problem.
Because we need to see this to see Avengers.
Right.
But I feel like from the trailer, it's going to be fucking an hour and a half before he's even goddamn Captain America.
It better
I don't
not.
Need to see some scrawny kid get beat up in the Bronx in the 1940s. I don't give a shit about that.
You just want him to fight
them. I was just mad at like the person that they decided to use for Captain America because I thought that there were much hotter people available.
Why do you need to use the fucking Human Torch? He's already the Human Torch.
Seriously.
That's enough.
How many
He's
times?
Not so amazing. We need him twice.
Right.
But isn't it the same thing with the Green Lantern? He's also he's in the X-Men too.
That looks
No, no. The Green Lantern is not an X-Men.
Oh, not
too.
No.
You're
thinking
of Superman.
You're thinking of Ryan Reynolds who was in Blade 3.
And
no,
Wolverine.
He
no,
was,
he's in Wolverine.
And he
Origin.
Was in Wolverine.
He was in Wolverine
yeah,
Origin. So
right.
he's already an X-Man.
You're right.
And he's still playing.
No, he was the villain.
Well, he wasn't always a villain. They turned him into a villain.
Right.
Okay. So let's go through this list, and as you guys think of some stuff, please feel free to let me know.
All right.
So number one goal is to eat 10 hot dogs. I think hot dogs are kind of a summer
all
food.
All at one time or...
No, various occasions.
I want to modify that and make that corn dogs.
I don't like corn dogs.
Can it be both? Because I really wanted one today, but
how about hot dogs or corn dogs?
Fair enough.
Minimum one corn dog.
Okay.
You have to divide this up.
Min one. I had one hot dog drunk after a concert, and it was real good. And then I had one... raw hot dog that I ate on a raft.
Yeah.
And I was like fucking Nick Fury. It was like a stogie as I floated down the river of hot dog. And everyone was like, what is that? And I'm like, it's a hot dog. And they gave me a look like, you do not belong in a rafting situation. No. I can tell.
Or you were just the toughest mountain man they'd ever seen.
So there's this hipster hot dog spot in Uptown now in Denver.
Okay.
It's called Biker Jim's.
I went right past there.
Biker Jim's has the most legitimate hot dogs I've ever seen. They're considered gourmet hot dogs because it's like reindeer meat, duck meat. You know, it's like you can get a hot dog of elk.
All right. I'll go to Biker Jim's.
And
I walked
right
past
it. You also need
right
to go to the Stampede.
It.
For your corn dog, you need to go to the Stampede and get a corn dog. You're going to have to pay an extra $5 to get in there, but it's going to be worth it.
I will try.
He'll try to try.
Okay, number two, listen to an entire Ace of Base song.
Does
that make other people feel summer?
Only if you're rollerblading at the same time.
Rollerblading.
I saw the sign. Just rollerblading
I feel like
down.
You'd have to be on quads.
You know
for
what?
That
23.
Yeah.
Skating.
Hey. say quads. Quads skating.
Ian, you're right. I could kill more of these at one time.
You know, I think I would say normally say quads, but for Ace of Base, you got to go with rollerblades.
Really? I feel like it, but it came out at a time where you go to the Warnico North.
Yeah.
You know, and you're on your quads.
It was in that conversion time where rollerblades were coming out. So, but yeah.
I just remember.
They were only at Warnico West.
Right.
When you came to the hood and you went to the Warnico North,
oh, yeah, it was
no
all
rollerblades.
It was
there.
All quads.
There's also a limited number of white people.
Also true.
Mm-hmm. The limit, there's a guy standing outside. Are you bringing
Must
any
be
non-whites with you? No? Then you're going to have to wait. One in, one out for whites.
Right.
Sorry.
Max three.
I wish they were that honest. Okay, number three, attempt to find a summer cocktail.
Ooh, right? Yeah.
Like a cocktail that sums up the summer?
That like makes me think, you know how there's like you have a summer song or something? This would be my summer drink.
Mm, and it's not your basic margarita.
No, I mean, it's got to be something cool. I had a gin and tonic last week, but then someone ruined it for me because I was drinking it and someone walked in and said it looked faggy. Their word, not mine.
What?
I think
what the hell's wrong with a simple gin and tonic?
Yeah.
It was in a very odd glass. And it had a little thing, a lime wedge on. I don't know.
I guess
I didn't find it faggy, but I don't know.
I think that the gin and tonic is not faggy at all.
It was
but
probably
I
because I was
drink.
Jerking off a man
no,
while
I
was drinking it.
I would that well that yeah. yeah. I would agree with Tasha though that I don't feel like it's a summer drink.
Gin and tonic?
No. I think like if you had a lighter, like a vodka tonic is a little closer.
Yeah,
but,
what would you guys suggest? Because gin and tonic's off the list now.
I'd go with the gimlet, actually.
What's a gimlet?
It's the vodka with lime juice.
Oh, that's a little too limey. But, I actually prefer, I like kettle and Sprite.
But you like kettle and Sprite all the time, but it's a good choice.
I drink
choice.
It all the time, but it's refreshing. Right, right. It's refreshing. It's a little bit sweet, but it's not, you know, so dry like the tonic water.
That's true.
Or it's not just gross like soda water.
I'll try them.
I think
I
that's.
Know, guys.
I mean, you could go real smooth and just be like, ooh, sea breeze. That sounds nice.
What's that?
It could be like forgetting Sarah Marshall, you know, and you can just try everything that's got fruit in it.
I don't like the fruit. This is the problem is during the summer, it's just, or the winter, it's
I've
just
got
whiskey
it.
Town.
Tequila and pineapple juice.
I hate pineapple. I have to tell, pineapple has been ruined for me for life because I worked at Pizza Hut, right? And we had these gigantic industrial cans of pineapple. And you punch them and then pour the juice out and it smelled horrible.
Yeah, that pineapple juice is disgusting.
It was like totally. Really? And there was this girl who worked there who'd be like, pour that into a glass for me. I'm going to drink it. And I would watch her drink it just like gagging the whole time. I could barely keep it down while I was making someone's shitty pizza.
Well, I'd still say that might be better than having Ian stir the Roma sauce with his arm.
I agree with that, yeah. Because I didn't actually wipe my whole arm across the fucking pizza. You know what we did to stir the sauce?
What?
Used any kind of tool.
Yeah, we
anything
didn't.
But a human arm uncovered.
We didn't have I think we should explain this to our audience is that I used to work at a pizza place and we would make big vats of sauce. Like you'd make it everything in bulk.
Yeah.
And when we made the big vats of sauce, we didn't have something to stir the big vat when we mixed everything
well, you
together.
Did.
Yeah. So they said, well, just wash your arm and you're just sort of gonna stir it with your arm and your hand. So
let me ask you some questions about your arm.
All right.
Which arm did you use?
Right.
Has that ever been in your butt?
In my butt? Or like kind of...
Well, the hand.
The hand? Yes.
Okay. Have you ever held like a live animal?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not an appropriate kitchen tool.
No, it's definitely...
I mean, I don't wipe my butt with my spatula or like pet a cat with it.
I guess
ever. Ever.
By that standard, though, my foot would be a better choice.
If I used a spoon to shoo a cat out of my apartment, I would throw that spoon away. That's the end.
So my
foot. You hate cats?
Well, yeah, but it could be a dog or a man. If I hit a man with a spoon a bunch of times, it's the end of that spoon for cooking. Because I'd be forever haunted by this man in my apartment.
But the spoon could be used by other things, just not cooking.
Right. Right, because that goes inside of me.
So basically, whenever you use a spoon, you throw it away after that.
No, when
like
I
you
use
don't,
a spoon,
he's a tactic
you don't use like you
man.
Don't use your teaspoon to like stir your coffee and then drink it.
No. That's a food and a food.
Okay,
you're missing the point. It would be like if you did heroin and you cooked it in a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna fucking eat your cereal with that spoon?
Well, if I only have one spoon, I mean,
which you might because you're,
yeah, I'm on heroin. Yeah.
Okay. Later on, when you're clean, after you and Dr. Drew figured everything out and you reunited with your family and you apologized to your son.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to apologize to me for having to sit there and watch Dr. Drew shows?
Is one of his kids, maybe? I don't know.
Because I feel like if they were going to give, like, you know, time wasted type of, what is it, reparation?
Yeah, reparation.
Then I would like a reparation for having watched anything by Dr. Drew.
He's gotten a little out of hand.
Yeah, he's got too many TV shows. So what's on the rest of your summer list?
Okay. Travel by plane.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to happen next week.
Yeah, so that's in the bag. Mm-hmm. Travel by boat. I did that.
Now, raft is a boat, yeah. But are you talking like
a raft?
Like, you're talking just any sort of watercraft? Is it separate from tubing?
That's a boat to me. I don't know.
It's a floating
thing.
You
go from point A to point B.
I'm in the river and I'm not walking.
All right, fair enough.
Let's see. I want to try three new frozen treats.
Hmm.
So, for example, I tried the, I hate myself for this.
Okay.
But Jimmy Fallon has an ice cream flavor. Do you guys know this?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And here's the thing that sucks. I hate Jimmy Fallon. Like, right. I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
But he has an ice cream flavor, and it's like ice cream, and then it's got inside of it potato chips covered in chocolate.
Oh, that's interesting.
I know, and a salty caramel swirl.
So when you eat it, do you laugh at other people's sketches and ruin them?
I marked out his face with a marker and then ate it out of the carton.
All right.
Because I fucking hate that guy. And I was like, Jimmy Fallon ice cream, fuck him. And then I read what was in it and was like, damn it.
Oh, no.
Sounds kind of
so nice. What have I done?
So if there were, like, say, a Hitler ice cream, but it was perfect for you.
Oh, I'd eat that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. I mean,
I came up with this really good joke the other day, actually.
Okay.
Let's say you're going on a blind date.
All right.
And what you do is you set it up before you leave. And so when you're on the date, you say, like, oh, man, we got to go back to my apartment. I got to get my reading glasses,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you go back there, and you just, for no reason, you have a gigantic Nazi flag just hanging in your living room.
Okay.
This sounds kind of elaborate.
Right? But how funny would that be?
It would be the...
Oh, that's the whole joke?
That's it, yeah.
It's and a practical
then
joke,
then she's
yeah.
mad and
well,
goes
Well, I feel
home.
Like that's a bit of a dick move.
Oh, it's a total dick move.
Yeah.
You want to hear my other? This is real elaborate.
Okay.
Okay, cut to me, 30 years in the future. I'm unhappily married.
All right. Not a stretch.
My wife is probably barren because I couldn't afford for us to live in a nice house, so we're both irradiated or something.
Okay.
And so we go to adopt like a Chinese baby.
All right.
We're in the meeting where you go and they're like asking you the questions. The initial meeting.
Yeah.
And my wife has no idea what's going, you know, that I'm going to do this.
Uh-huh.
So the adoption guy is like, well, nice to meet you guys, whatever. Well, tell us just a little bit about why you want to adopt a baby. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess we've always just wanted a child of our own to fuck. I mean, raise. Raise.
Yeah.
To raise. And then do the rest of the interview totally normal.
Like as if you really wanted this kid.
And then you leave. How mad would your wife be if you did that? What the fuck was that? I don't know.
I don't know where that came from.
I feel like that needs to be a How I Met Your Mother episode.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're like, I do not know why I said that word. I don't know where it came from. Do you think they would let you have the baby after that?
Oh,
if you were totally awesome.
It depends on how much money I'm assuming you're willing to donate to that.
And I'm like,
orphanage.
I was so fucking nervous. I am so sorry.
I was so scared. And when I get scared, I go to strange places in my mind.
We do not fuck babies in my house. We do not. Ever.
We do not fuck babies. We make love to them. I mean, no. Why do I keep doing this?
So that would be, that's my most elaborate joke
okay.
I've ever thought of.
All right. Is there anything that elaborate on your list?
Okay. Next is stay up all night.
Okay.
That's not a big thing, but it has to happen,
did that
right?
Already,
and it's easier close. To do in the summer too. That if you say stay up all night in the wintertime, that's a long time.
Yeah. Plus, you can't really leave, so it's like unless you got stuck somewhere and you're trying to stay warm, you're
cabin fever.
Yeah, I need to light off a bottle rocket.
Okay,
or equivalent firework. Mm-hmm. I saw this video today because I have this thing about fireworks, so I think they're not fun unless they're dangerous.
Right.
Because you go to like the fucking baseball game and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this video and these people lit off like one of those professional big fireworks.
Right.
But it probably exploded like 20 feet above the ground. Uh-huh. And it was so fucking loud, and the whole neighborhood lights up, and there are balls of flame shooting everywhere, and car alarms going off. Fireworks are much better when they're wrong.
Yeah.
Fireworks are a lot better when there's not ridiculous fire bans, and you can burn down half the state of Colorado.
I will make a defense for one non-dangerous firework, though.
Don't say snakes. If you say snakes.
That's what I was going to say.
Sparklers. You son of a bitch.
Because I like the fact that it produces a whole lot of smoke and nothing else. And it does count as a dangerous firework if you put like four of them in a row across a road. And then you can have your car drive through.
You could just burn a piece of plastic, though,
Yeah, you could burn a tire.
Any object.
Maybe more like burn cardboard.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, there was another really great one that I think illustrates. There was a baseball game and the fireworks went off, but it was 30 seconds of fireworks because they fucked up and lit them all off at once. And I kid you not, they go off and it's insane. It looks like the thing's on fire. And the end of it, there's about 2 seconds of the loudest cheering you've ever heard in your life. Everyone there was satisfied.
It was completely.
They're like, this
is like,
better.
That's okay.
Yeah. All I don't need once. 10 minutes of like. It was just engulfed in flame.
Well, it's also nice because then you can get the hells out of there and hopefully meet a crowd.
You don't have to go home at like midnight.
Yeah, so it was. You just wanted to sort of be blown away. So for Peter, it should just be stick of dynamite thrown in the middle of a baseball field.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Just blow up a man. Just have him walk out holding
we're doing
a dynamite.
Gladiator sports.
Sure.
Now.
Just one guy walks out with a stick of dynamite, holds it in his hand.
Maybe
blows
just
up.
An old man who's ready to die.
Could you have him run the bases while he's doing this?
He could do whatever he wants.
If it was on like an episode of Wipeout, you know, like you get to be this person if you can make it over these three giant balls that are probably going to break every tooth in your mouth.
Yeah, that show seems.
Who signs up for that? Who says, I want to be on Wipeout? This sounds like a good decision.
I would love to see a guy on that show, too, who's like, I need this $10,000 because my kid needs an operation. So he's like desperately trying to win this money while he's flailing and flying around.
He's flailing and flying around and the hosts are like, oh, looks like little Timmy's going to die.
Let's see that in slow-mo. And he's like flipping off a big ball.
What else is on your list?
Sleep in a tent.
Okay.
Classic summer. I did that. Cook something over a fire.
All right.
I sort of did that. I made, if you guys, you can make
we
s'mores.
We can't do a partial check, though.
I know. I should probably uncheck it. But I did
I
it in
agree.
Pen. I'll write another box on the other side. Here's what happened. You can make these alternative versions of s'mores, but instead of graham cracker, you use crescent rolls. So you roll it around, and then when you finish, it's like this melty, chocolatey marshmallow
thing.
Donut thing.
Donut.
Yeah,
I like the
good.
Mexican s'more, where you make it with tortillas.
Oh, that's
instead.
A good idea,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, it's actually really delicious.
The problem was with the crescent roll, it was too heavy, and it fell into the fire, and then the second time I did it, it was completely raw when I ate it.
Ooh.
Just raw dough wrapped around a marshmallow.
But I feel like that can't really be said that it was cooking something over an open flame.
That's
because
what
that's
I'm saying.
More of a dessert. So you're going
to
need to
like
a piece of chicken or, you know, you're going to have to legitimately barbecue something.
A can of beans or something.
Right.
That's a side dish. You're not even talking entrees here, man.
I know.
Like if you cooked one of your 10 hot dogs over a fire,
that would kill two at once.
Right.
If I listened to my Walkman with Ace of Base.
Hey, there you go.
Summer's half fucking over.
I mean, you could. That's a good thing. You could have this right around Labor Day weekend where you're like, oh, man, got to get all through all this stuff.
Yeah. This is going to be good.
All right.
Make a note here. Ace of Base.
Ace of Base.
Okay.
It's going to open up
That's the
eyes.
First time someone's made a note like that in quite a few years.
Is Base S-E or S-S?
S-E?
S-E?
I think it's S-S? S-E for the band, but I'm
what's
the
base? It's S-E for the band,
yeah.
But
okay.
I don't know why.
I will just put Ace of
we
Spades.
We might need to Google that.
All right.
I'm going to just change them to
hey,
Ace of Spades.
Hey, you could put that on your
code.
List. Play a game, like play a round of spades.
What's spades?
You should probably find like a black person to play that with.
I don't know if I can handle that. That would probably not go well. What is spades?
Really? The card game spades?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
What do you do?
I'm not black enough to explain it to you.
What do you do, and why does that have to do with a black person?
Because black people play spades.
I think
really?
If you're going to...
Oh, yes.
Is this a racial thing I didn't know about?
oh my God, my entire family is all about the spades. And I roll in, I'm like, yeah, I'll play. I suck. And they straight kick me off their team and then make fun of me for being pasty and sucky at spades.
So wait, if you're white, you're bad at spades?
I have no idea. I'm sure there's some awesome white people, this but they probably live in Aurora.
This is blowing my mind. This is like if I heard like, I don't know. I got nothing.
You've got nothing. It's so mind-blowing. You have,
if you had heard Jesus.
You have no frame of reference. That's why it's so mind-blowing.
It would be like
any
hearing
time
like,
that
oh,
you can't say anything, just put the word amazeballs into it.
Amazeballs. It would
that
be
is
like
amazeballs.
Hearing that like, oh, you like Bon Jovi? You must be fucking Indian. Right. I'd be like, what? That is, I need more.
That is amazeballs.
Spades.
I think if you're going to play spades as a summertime activity, you have to do it outside.
You have to do like my dad and my mother would always play it when they were camping. So you can kill a couple with that one too.
Camping cards.
Camping card game.
I mean, we could whiten it up and just do gin rummy.
I feel like rummy is a fall game. Like you play that inside. Like I feel like spades you got to play outside. And
I know no card games.
I mean, we could have said dominoes, but then you would need more black people.
I don't know dominoes either.
Yeah, dominoes is... You
I'm noticing
black
a trend
people.
Here. I, you're right. I don't know any of these allegedly black games. Spades, dominoes. I've seen... I've held 100 dominoes. Never once have I played a game
You
of
set
dominoes.
Them up to knock them down in a pretty
I do.
Order, didn't you?
I did. Oh, God. Okay. Let's see. Number 11, eat something fried. I've never had in fried form before.
Okay, so like a deep fried Twinkie or...
I've had that, but like that.
Okay, deep fried Oreo.
Have you had the fried cheesecake?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's good.
Where do you get that?
You can get it at like any sushi spot. For some reason, sushi spots love to give you fried cheesecake.
Huh. Okay. Sushi's place. Write that down. Okay, number 12, walk on a mountain.
All right.
Like do a 14er or just like a small
incline? I didn't
want to
get that crazy. And I didn't want to say hike. But some kind of walking in a mountainous terrain.
So would you like to drive to a parking lot on the top of the mountain, get out of your car and walk to the top?
It's not ideal, but if we get towards August and I haven't done it yet, I wanted to leave a window to sort of...
Now for our listeners maybe who are following along at home, could you substitute, say, canyon or beach in this case?
I don't think so.
All right.
I think it needs to be.
I feel like you should just say, you know, I'm a fit person. I want to do a fit person's, you know, activity and go to Manitou Springs and do the incline.
I don't think I do, but what is the incline? Is that a black person game too?
No, that is. I would be no. So when they were like hunting for gold or some shit, they built like this really pretty scene is at the top of a mountain in Manitou Springs.
Okay.
And so they had built a railway that would take you to the top of this mountain. You could get off, look around, shop in a gift shop,
that
and then come back
nice.
Down. Well, now this thing doesn't run anymore to get you up and down.
Oh.
So you have to hike it with stairs. Technically, it's not really a hike. It's
there's stairs.
It's stairs. But it's an aggressive bout of stairs.
Okay. I will put Manitou
as a possibility for your mountain.
Plus,
Manitou,
then you went
mark.
To Colorado Springs. You know, you could get your Jesus on, and you know,
there's that thing. What's that thing? You walk up, and it's got the Stations of the Cross. You guys ever been there?
Holy Cross.
I don't know where it is. It's like just out of Denver, and you see all these pictures, or not pictures, statues of Jesus getting beat up or whatever.
By
bullies.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Because, you know, they have to reenact the... because it all happened here.
It's right near Buffalo Bill's grave.
Oh, Golden.
Yeah. It's right near...
Lookout Mountain.
Right near there. Okay. See a summer movie in the theater. Number 14, swim.
Like in a pool or outside? Like an outside pool, right? Or in the ocean?
Just swim.
Okay. Go swimming.
So be like head underwater.
Yeah. Okay. Swim a lap-ish or equivalent. Or, you know, dive for some stupid fucking stick or something like that.
Does going down a water slide count?
Yes.
Okay.
That's just kind of swimming against my will.
I feel like you should put Water World on there just because you live in Colorado and you have to do that.
Yeah. The hard thing about Water World is if I can't get anyone, who's going to go with me?
I will go to Water World.
I'll put swim/Water World.
Dude, there are people who will go to Water World.
It's
a necessary requirement for summer.
It's hard as a man to go to Waterworld.
Why?
Because, like, you can't just go... I can't go there with, like, my buddy.
Yeah, you can.
No, because then it looks like you're like a pedophile.
Not really, because your buddy's probably your same age. You might look gay, but you're not going to look like a pedophile.
Well, gay would be fine.
I'm pretty sure that you can find one female friend who will go to Waterworld.
Or a
with
gay
you.
Friend.
Or a gay friend.
That would also work.
Then you have to wear Speedos, though, or at least the like smaller shorts.
One time when we were kids, I shit you not, our dad wore a Speedo to Waterworld.
Yes. That is
just for the
true.
Hell of it.
I don't know why. I mean, it's just water
he
slides.
He thought it was funny.
It was the only swimsuit he owned.
I think he thought it was
weird. He
was
trying to get his European on.
No, he just, it's the only swimsuit he owned. It wasn't like, he wasn't making any kind of statement. It's
I
just,
think he may have been like cruising moms or something.
Maybe, but.
Well, why else would you, I mean, if I was a dad and I only had a Speedo, I'd wait in the car. Or fucking stop at a Target. I'd be like, I'm driving, we're stopping at Target. They have a whole slew of options.
Yeah, that's entirely possible.
I mean, it looked like he just came and threw away the bikini top. Or why not wear a woman's one piece?
There you go. I mean, that would be about the same coverage.
Do you think they'd throw you out of Waterworld if you came in a woman's one piece?
You know, I think that's an interesting experiment. You're covering more than if you were wearing a Speedo.
Right.
But it's socially unacceptable.
It is weird.
Yeah, I wonder if you had like one of those old time, like the 1920s men's suits that did cover everything.
The
but it wasn't,
ones?
Yeah, it wasn't cut like a woman's suit, but it was still sort of
I don't
similar,
want that.
But
I want one with like a little
frill, like a little skirt on it.
Yeah. One of those ones.
Let's keep going.
Number 15. Watch an entire TV series that I've never seen.
That's a...
Ooh.
But I don't know.
What are the
watch.
Ones that Netflix has requested for you, though? Because if you have to watch the entire like season of Kyle XY,
yeah,
I'll freak out.
Is but that good or bad?
I don't know. Why is that the only thing that they ever seem to recommend for me?
Know.
That and Veronica Mars.
All I know about Kyle XY is he has no belly button, and I'm like,
yeah,
it's not enough of a reveal.
But no. I'm going to disagree with this on your list. I feel like that is a great wintertime activity where you're stuck in a house. You're like, well, I'm stuck here. So,
but I think summer's got to be a little bit about like being ostentatiously lazy.
Hmm.
Or staying any place that has air conditioning.
Right. I think you can do this.
Yeah, because it's going to get hot, and I'm going to be upset.
I think you can do the TV thing, but it's got to be a light comedy or
like
a crazy reality show.
What's your suggestion for a show?
Has he been watching Top Gear?
Yeah, Top Gear is a good choice.
Top Gear is go-to.
I've been
for
watching
everything.
Top Gear.
Yeah, I think Top Gear is a good choice. It's a good summer show.
I mean, you do have 12 seasons to choose from.
There's right. a lot of Top Gear to go around.
So I think that seems to be a winner of a choice.
I've already seen it, though.
Something
and you
that
don't
want
to watch Veronica Mars.
I don't even know what that is.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I've already seen it.
If
it's good, I've probably seen it.
Psych.
I've never even heard of Psych.
Yeah,
it's a fair choice.
You know,
Psych? It's a good one. Psych.
Is that with a P-S-Y?
It's a P-S-Y. It's a good one.
Psych.
But I think it's in that right mold of something lighthearted. And
and you do get into it. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I get to watch another episode.
Like something like The Sopranos or Breaking Bad is not a good summer choice.
No, like I want something that I'll watch, but then when people come over, I kind of like put the DVD somewhere because I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for.
Psych will do it.
Psych.
But I've got to say, like, I'm very excited because HBO summer shows are back on.
They do summer shows?
True Blood, baby. True Blood.
I've never seen True Blood either.
Your life is smaller without vampires and hot vampire sex in it.
How come I would like to see a show with not hot vampires? This is an idea I had for a show.
Right.
Well, then it would have to be made by the French, according to Ian.
No.
No, actually, it would be made by Guillermo del Toro. He already made this movie.
Also,
Chronos. It's great.
It is not.
Go see it.
It is
nothing but ugly people.
I don't want stylish either. I want John Goodman.
Okay.
And he's roommates with Wayne Knight, a.k.a. Newman.
Okay.
And they are vampires. So they have to go and try and pick up babes, but they're who they are.
Can't that be fairly, like, vampire in Brooklyn? No one was attractive in that, but I guess in the early 80s.
Yeah, it was.
I think
they
we were supposed to all buy into it. As much as we could believe there were vampires, we were supposed to believe that Eddie Murphy was hot.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we could somehow buy... we were willing to buy that he's a vampire. Like, yeah, that makes sense somehow, but women are attracted to him?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Just because he's vampiric?
My mom did not have a picture of him up in our house.
Of Eddie
but
Murphy?
She did have a picture of Prince up in our house.
Prince has an appeal.
Yeah.
He does have an appeal. Like, it doesn't matter if he is the weeest person, no. like, ever.
I was
going to
say,
Prince.
If he was a little taller, he'd be unstoppable. I think it was lucky that he was short-ish.
I think he's pretty unstoppable as it is.
I know, but I think imagine if he was 6'1" and ripped.
I think that's the thing, is that he, right now, he went with the most femme thing he could do. He's like, I'll wear a puffy shirt, sure. I'll be short, I'll be petite, I'll sing in a high register. Still going to work for the ladies. Still going to do it.
Absolutely, because he's got the soul, dude. He's got the right. salt. That, and he can play a wicked guitar, and all of his songs are about sex.
Also, it's worth noting that in our era, that if a guy were that tall and he was in high school, he's not thinking, I'll go frilly shirt. He's thinking, I'm going to lift a lot of weights and sort of be short and muscular.
Well, he's thinking, so. I need to get a lifted H3 to drive her to school every day.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that we clearly needed to learn that lesson from the 80s. Guys, if you're a little short, go with learning to play guitar and frilly shirts, not
H3. Like, it's sort of changing a little bit with the hipsters now, you know? Yeah. It's like, all you have to do is ride a single speed bike. You've got to have a whole, like a full sleeve of tattoos and rock jean cutoff shorts.
Yeah. Or capri pants.
That are cut off from jeans. Yeah.
I don't know.
With canvas shoes and plaid. And you have to eat food from a, you know, organic food truck.
I think that can work, but we're trying to improve society here at Helpful Snowmans. We want more princes, fewer hipsters.
I would agree with this statement.
All right.
You know, there is this, there's a prince that you guys should really get to know. This guy's name is Van Hunt. He's freaking magical, okay? He's like a prince knockoff, but he's like normal size.
Van Hunt.
He's got 3 albums and they are glorious.
That sounds like a website where you go to purchase like those sleeper vans.
Yeah.
Vanhunt.com.
I feel like it could be more like a you know, like in Superbad when they're talking about porn sites that don't sound like porn
sites. Yeah, because it's like a van that drives around and picks up babes.
Mm-hmm. They already
like
have that, but.
Perfect 10, you know?
I love that shit. They like pick up some lady off the street and you're like, oh, I don't recognize you at all from every other fucking porn site. What an amazing find.
Where there's just this woman walking down the street all by herself, and they say, hey, would you like to get in our van? And she goes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would. Where somehow she hasn't seen Silence of the Lambs, where it's like that never worked out very well.
Yeah, you want to get in this real scary
or
van.
Or anything that happened with an Amber Alert ending in
exactly.
it.
Also, they pick her up in places that don't have a... She's walking along a place that doesn't have a sidewalk.
Oh, well, and she's like scantily clad and has no personal items with her.
Right.
Where is she going? She
didn't
have any
those
fucking keys.
Heels.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a keys or anything to carry money
she's
in.
She's walking
just
in the middle
gas
of the day.
Can.
Yeah.
She's not like at an outdoor mall either.
Right.
She's nowhere.
This is a nice tangent.
It was.
It was.
Number 16. Buy a souvenir shot glass from another state.
Okay.
Ooh, you could get one in Arizona.
I know. I'm going to bang out a lot of these in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
Number 17. Buy a round of shots. That has to happen.
You did that.
You did,
oh,
do,
I did
that.
Do that.
Yeah, you did do that. I tried to carry them back and was incapable of doing so.
We were out. It was Ian's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I thought he was fine. He was maintaining as far as I could tell. But then there were shot glasses on the bar. And he had to carry them, I'd say, conservative estimate, 3 feet.
I think you're
to a table.
You're actually
in a
wrong. Wait,
bar.
Wait. You're actually wrong on this. I didn't have to carry. I didn't have to travel at all. I had to turn around.
Yeah. If he had stood in the middle, extended his arms to the bar, spun half a circle, and then set him down,
right.
He would have had him. And so, I watched him pick up 2 glasses in, you know, one per hand, lift them, set them back down, and then he made some excuse about. He's like, can you carry those over there? It's pretty crowded on the way. And I was like, what the fuck? There's no one there.
Did you get the text message the next day that he woke up at like a solid noon 30?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, like I had already driven to Denver, like gone grocery shopping at Sam's Club, like played a round of golf.
I'd been at work for 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah, I was,
and he's
I was
like, ugh.
I was still asleep.
And he's like, oh, but I feel okay. I'm like, hells no, you woke up at noon 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do not feel okay.
No,
I didn't realize that you were that drunk. I'm not gonna lie.
Me neither. You were doing great.
I thought you were doing really well.
Until you drank the shot and then almost vomited. And then I was like, oh dear.
I did see that I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad one. But
hand on your face, like you could push it in and then it moved to your mouth and then you quickly stood up.
Right.
But then came back with a glass of water and seemed fine.
Yeah, I mean, it was the kind of, it didn't react well and I maintained, but
yeah,
that was
rally
sort of
cap.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the evening, though, Ian, I have to say, was when we learn that we do not know Ice Cube as well as we thought we did. Yeah. Like, so we attempted at having a dance party after his songs.
Oh.
Like, we were listening to, because we had rewritten It Was a Good Day for a friend's wedding.
Yeah.
So I had to give a wedding speech, and we decided that the best thing to do was to rewrite the lyrics to Today Was a Good Day and perform this at the wedding.
Okay.
And we pulled it off. It was fantastic. It was really good. We did the first chorus, you know, the first bars.
Right.
And it was nice. So then we decided to put the song on at your friend's house and do a little dance party. And we had no fucking idea what those words were. And I was like, wow. I mean, like, this was my go-to karaoke song if I ever got talked into going to karaoke.
Oh, and you would have been in the
Bombed it.
Well, it's simple. The solution is you guys just, your lyrics are now the lyrics.
We couldn't remember those either.
We're talking about a wedding at a karaoke, and everyone's,
I will say, in my defense, I couldn't handle moving shot glasses, so verbal acuity, verbal acumen is not there. Like, I have... Well, I
did put down an entire half gallon of mixed nuts.
Yeah.
That house. I mean, I was parched for days.
That's probably why you might have woken up more hungover than I did, because I slept all the time, but you were like downing salt and nuts.
Salt thing going on.
Right.
Okay, number 18, try 3 new beers.
That's a good choice, I think, for the summer. And it's good because summer comes out, like, there's always seasonals in the summer that every craft beer company puts out seasonals in the summer, even if they don't put out one in the winter. Okay. So,
19, consume a bottle of whiskey over the course of the summer.
Okay, so this is one bottle just for you, one bottle you're sharing.
No, just me.
So does that mean you're going to make it something good? Like, you're going to do like a Johnny Walker, a blue label?
I'm not real into the fancy. I like medium.
Black Seal.
There's a thing with whiskey that, like, once you get above a certain point, it's not good until you get really expensive. That if you get like a mid-range bottle, it's about the same.
So it's okay
as,
just to be like, I feel like just getting.
Well, here's
some
the
Johnny
joy
water.
I've sort of banked for myself.
All right.
I've been drinking some of our more famous American whiskeys early times.
Right.
Our friend Evan Williams.
Yes.
Whose basic marketing plan is like, make the bottle look exactly like Jack Daniels, but plastic.
Uh huh.
Dickel.
Yes.
Oh.
Personal favorite. All the ones that they ask you if you want a bag that fits the bottle.
So can you do something for me on the first time that you get this bottle that you've decided this is going to be my bottle?
Sure.
I need you to get the song by the Railbenders called Drinking Buddies.
Railbenders.
Play that as your as you're taking your first sip.
Drinking Buddies.
Drinking Buddies.
Mm. Okay.
So that could work.
That gives us back to number 20, which is deciding on a summer crush. So here's what I've decided as we've gone through the list, because I have to pee.
Okay.
I think because I have a girlfriend, I just need a summer crush that's not real. You know what I'm saying?
A celebrity or like a cartoon character?
No, like a celebrity, not realistic. Okay.
Right.
So can what I've decided, if you guys pick it, then it's not really my fault.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if I go pee and you guys discuss it.
All right,
but
don't you guys fuck me on this.
All right.
Okay?
See, all right. While he's going, I'm going to throw out the obvious choice, and I think, but I think it's an okay choice, and we might want to make this our number two, is that Shakira is an obvious choice.
Why is Shakira an obvious choice?
I think part of it is that she has, you know, it's all usually sort of Latin songs or sort of Latin-influenced songs, so it's sort of an obvious summer thing.
But I would like to point out that she's older.
Yeah, I think, but... Look, she's still
super hot.
She's still super hot, and I think that she, as a musician, she's really talented,
she's legitimate.
I think she doesn't have, unlike I think the other pop stars like Lady Gaga or Rihanna or something else, she doesn't have the weirdness.
We're picking someone for Peter here. Like, right. I feel like we need to do a better job at honing it down. Like, do we want to go minority?
That
which
would be
can
a good
also
choice.
Include Latin flavor, where you can guess, be like, you're ambiguously racial. You know, racially ambiguous is okay in this circumstance.
Yeah, I think that it might be. We could go with racial ambiguity.
Okay, so our first category is minorities.
All right.
Now there's a lot of hot minorities, and I would like to throw out my pick, which is that chick from Avatar. She was also in Star Trek. What's her name?
Okay, I know who you're talking about. I don't remember her name, though.
But. I'd also like to point out that this is probably the first time that I've gone a solid hour without having my cell phone in front of me where I could have just Googled this.
Yeah, place. That's
technically, since I work for Microsoft, we should have said Bing it.
You work with somebody for some company.
For some company.
Right. I think that's the girl from Star Trek is a good... That's probably our good minority choice.
Okay. Star Trek.
Yeah. That's sort of the good... summer thing. Trying to think of somebody who would be going the opposite direction.
I mean, we could do like a Colorado native and have right. Jessica Biel be it. I still feel like she's like,
no,
she's
I feel
kind of
let's
big.
That's a fall one. That's like a fall or a winter one. I'm not going to go with summer. So
she's more of like a cuddler. She's not a swimsuit wearer.
Right. Okay. That's what I think. So, I mean, gosh, I want to go someone who's in either a summer movie or has an album coming out in the summer. Someone who's a swimsuit person, not a lot of substance. Someone you wouldn't want to talk to.
God, that's like everybody.
Okay, so that's like pretty much everybody.
But I think that's a little bit harder to fall into the minority category.
Right.
Because like they generally, if they're going to have a minority in a movie, have to make her either extremely hot and smart or just sleep with everybody and then
right.
die.
Right. Really. Natalie Portman was in Thor. That'd be a good choice.
She is racially ambiguous.
There you go. Okay. I think that's a better choice.
I do feel like that's kind of like a fall one as well, though.
Yeah.
Or a fall back choice.
Fall
because
back.
That's almost like everybody.
I feel like Shakira's probably our best choice.
She's so old. Isn't there like a younger person, Shakira? Like, there's got to be someone who's younger.
Well, how old is she?
She's not that old, but she's been around for a long time. Like, right. I feel like we need someone who's like new and exciting, you know?
Okay.
Yay. Like, they just came out with like a terrible electronic beat song.
Like Katy Perry or something.
Yeah, no, but I see what you're saying, Katy Perry.
I see what you're saying. She does like summer.
She does like summer. She has a fireworks song.
You know, I think
she's not going to be famous in 5 years.
Yeah, I think that might actually be the better choice is Katy Perry, even though she's not brand new.
Or the chick from Star Trek and Avatar, because she's pretty.
I have no idea who that is.
We can't figure out
Yeah,
her
we
name.
Can't figure out her name who her name is either.
Mrs. App from Star Trek, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, the black chick. Well, blackish
chick.
The
Uhura from this new
she
Star
wore
Trek
the ponytail.
Reboot.
I know who you're talking about.
She was
Wasn't
also
she in like a Mission Impossible or something?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she was. Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
But I think that might be our choice, even though we don't know her name.
Okay.
I so, like her.
Black chick from Star Trek.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good one. Like, Pete needs a minority.
There you go. And it's a good first...
Have you, like, dated a minority? Like, a legitimate one, not like a Greeley.
My first girlfriend was Mexican.
Does that fall into the Greeley category?
I don't know. Does it?
Like a real Mexican or like a Greeley Mexican?
She's pretty Mexican. Very dark.
Well, I mean,
black
there is
hair.
A,
her
there...
last name was Martinez.
When it comes to dating, and I've learned this, I think we've discussed this, Ian, is that there is such a thing as too Mexican.
Oh.
If you think to yourself in Spanish, it's probably going to be too Mexican.
No, here's the thing. She was, by birth, very Mexican, but she was raised by an extremely white mom who remarried an extremely white man.
So I think that's on the borderline. But
yeah.
You know where you could find out a lot about all this dating history?
Oh, on my super secret confessional show.
On a super secret confessional show.
That's
what
true.
What is that?
Well,
is it a former podcast?
It is.
It is, yeah.
Or it
just
was.
Just released.
Oh, I'm going to need to listen to this.
Well, you'll have
it's
to do
pretty
something
important.
Pretty special
you
to get
you
it.
You have to promote this show or the website on Facebook or Twitter.
This can happen, especially since I'm sitting here talking to you right now.
Then it should be very easy.
This should be pretty easy.
You would
I
think.
Feel like just by default that I'm here, I should get to listen to this super secret confessional show.
Well, wouldn't you think that people on the show would have a very easy time promoting something that they were on? I mean, wouldn't you want to?
Yeah.
You'd think that. One of three.
Well, but you know what's interesting, though, is that I do hate the sound of my own voice, and I've probably said something to offend someone I know.
Definitely Mexicans. That's a start.
I mean, and what's funny is I really like Mexicans, just not too Mexican.
Okay. I
for
like
me.
You're saying. Right.
For me.
She was Mexican, but that was not her primary
language.
Identifying factor of her.
Yeah. No.
If that helps.
Well, like, if someone's nickname that you've given them is the Mexican, then
like that might movie. Just
like the handgun.
Yeah.
Right.
No, horrible I mean, handgun. There's a lot, you know, like a hot Asian or, you know, that person that you just have to call on buttered toast or something.
Right.
Like, everyone sure. has an identifier that's not their name because they're not a legitimate person until you've been seeing them for a while.
Yeah. No, that's true. Mm-hmm. I dated a girl once who for quite a long time was known to my roommate as Hot Poetry Chick.
Yeah, there you mm-hmm. go.
There you go.
Everyone You're right. does this.
All right, moving 20, on.
22, chase down an ice cream truck.
Ooh, that's a good...
That's a really good
that's
one.
That's a summer thing,
The
right?
question is whether you're going to do that barefoot or not, like a kid.
I guess it depends where it is. Because I'm going to have to take an opportunity when it arises.
Right, and it's sure. not ca- it's not decision. Chasing down the guy, like the Mexican guy pushing the cart. That doesn't count.
This is so turning real anti-Mexican in here.
No, that's a perfectly fine.
This is
no, no.
We are on a Mexican tangent.
You are right. I will not give my money to a Mexican. Well, you no. are right, Ian.
It doesn't.
Ian, I agree.
No.
Yeah.
Those horchata things are delicious.
They no, are I think
those
that
are so good.
It, I'm not counting it for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, because he's Mexican.
Okay.
two, it's because it's not really ice cream. And three, it's
like
not a challenge.
Rice milk cream?
Can I
no.
ask you guys a question about those guys? How
okay.
the fuck do they walk around like in a long sleeve shirt and jeans and cowboy boots all day in the sun?
I have no
How?
Idea.
I think it's called wanting to pay your bills.
You just got
to
well,
do
I
it. Would cut the legs off those jeans. You're already the ice cream man. Who gives a fuck?
Or not wear the plaid long sleeve shirt.
I have to look respectable.
My shorts would get an inch shorter every day until you could see I the mean, entirety of a pen in my pocket.
But we've got to be serious here that those are really, really tight pants.
They are yeah. tight. I'll give them that. Does that make them warmer or less warmer?
I'm a little sad that we didn't go to the Stampede prior to doing this show.
It would have been
incredible.
Because
it would have brought us a lot of
Could have rode a shitty
things.
Ride.
Could have, yeah, had a
Could've
corn
that
dog.
Corn dog.
Do they have that thing this
Could've
year?
Could have saw girls in two short shorts who were probably 13 and you didn't realize
that's,
it before you hollered
yeah,
at them.
That's
right.
a problem. That's a
you
real
either,
problem.
You see the 13-year-old girls in two short shorts that are like, they look good, but you could also see the 35-year-old or like the
In the too tight
yeah,
shorts.
In the too tight shorts where it's
oh,
billowing
yeah.
over and you're like, well.
It's completely inappropriate.
But like,
yeah. either
here's
way.
The thing that's been throwing me off because I love two short shorts. Mm-hmm. I love them. They are my favorite thing about summer. And, you know, I don't even give a fuck. I
right.
love two short shorts. And I was working in a wireless carrier today. And there was this girl who was wearing way too short shorts mm-hmm. and way too high heels. And it was like 3 p.m. and I'm sitting here and I'm like, is that what I look like? I'm like, no, that's not what you look like because you do that shit between the hours of 10 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Not 3 p.m.
Yeah.
There's a cutoff where
There's an appropriate
you can rock
time.
Your two short shorts during the day if you're wearing flip-flops or some Pumas.
Yeah.
But if you're doing stripper heels with that noise, you just look bad.
Yeah, at that point, you better be like going to your job on the pole.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm
I mean,
just
what are
dressed
you doing
for
coming into a wireless carrier trying to ask questions about your, you know, cell phone service?
Yeah, you can buy net 10
are
minutes
Are you trying
at
to
Target,
holler
lady.
At people who like net a solid 40 Gs a year
you're trying
cell phones for 60 hours?
Well, you're trying to get a new, like a pay-as-you-go phone that you give to customers so that way you can, you know, have, you can tell them when you're going to be dancing later.
Oh, is that
yeah, and then when
is?
You're done,
right.
you just
I
throw
mean,
the phone in the lake.
You've got to get that
exactly.
smartphone so you can tweet when you're going to be on the pole.
Gonna well, be no, on the pole.
No,
actually,
you don't.
That's a great
come
idea.
Come on down.
If you're
gonna
a stripper and you're popular,
yeah,
you
go
tell
on
everyone
Twitter.
When you're going to be there.
I think you wanted something that wasn't your actual phone. You wanted your private phone and then your work phone. You want
to be alone in an alley
I'm
in 40 minutes.
I'm having a brain child right now. Why is there no social networking site for strippers and porn-related
yes.
people? Like, just only for adult situations.
Share pictures,
like,
share videos.
We could
tell
make
them
a
what
lot
you're
of money.
Doing.
Yeah.
Right, like sort of a stripper thing where your strippers
no
can
meeting
get
in, up. Sorry, we don't house
like you're
that.
Only
yeah.
you're only doing like professional things. Like
yeah.
it's sort of a schedule for strippers
a
where it's
Facebook
like
Facebook slash LinkedIn for adults.
This is a good idea.
Because
then it's like follow me on fucking Fuckbook or whatever it's called.
Right.
Strip
oh
book.
My god, it came out so fast. It just
fuck
came
book.
Out like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Follow me on fucking Fuckbook.
Nice.
So
that's my list.
Awesome. So
I think it's a good list.
It's a good list to start.
But I think that you should buy an ice pop from the Mexican dude
okay.
just because I'm pretty sure he needs to pay his bills.
Well, right. and if nothing else, by now, the white guilt of making fun of him I kind of owe him, right?
It's true.
Patronize Mexican ice cream guy.
Do you have Be Drunk Outside?
No, but I did already do that.
Okay.
So it would be just throwing something on there I've done.
But it could be
it would look good
like
at the end of the summer
for a specific time, like Labor Day. You know,
yeah.
Get drunk and do something.
Let's say,
funny.
How about this? Be drunk on a patio.
There you go.
Right?
That's a good
yeah,
one.
That's a
good
summer
choice.
Thing. A patio.
Will you please bring DEET with you? Because patio if this patio is in Greeley, you're going to end up eaten alive.
Bring DEET.
I prefer the Skin So Soft, but apparently you have to join Avon to get Skin So Soft. And honestly, I don't really want their catalogs. Like, my girlfriend and I were talking about this just the other day, that it's like, I refrain from purchasing things on websites that are going to send me catalogs.
It's why you get the Victoria's Secret catalog no matter where you go.
You've been to my house. There's 8,000 of them. Mm-hmm. And I can never get to the recycling, and I just want to throw it away.
The Victoria's Secret catalog has a storied history, you know, especially if you're a young man, because it's like back in the pre-internet days, it was your best access to nudity.
You know, it was one time, like in high school, three of us teamed up to buy a friend, a female friend, like a dress from Victoria's Secret. So it was like me and two female friends bought it for a third friend.
Okay.
But we bought it using my card and they gave me cash. So I got the Victoria's Secret catalog for the next 4 years.
Right.
And my regret, I was like, if I had fucking known that, I would have bought something from here just to get the catalog.
Like, you would have gone as a 12-year-old and bought some socks from the Victoria's Secret store and given them your address and
consider it a subscription.
There you go.
But it would have been worth it.
Half you be a girl and you don't really need anything else from the Victoria's Secret.
It's kind of annoying, right?
It is. I did just give them a solid $200 worth of my money, though.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
Well, you're getting that the rest of your life.
Well, it's the semi-annual sale, so you can get bras and underwear and swimsuits, and all this shit is like half price. So I'm like, what? $3.99 for panties? Give me 17
What's
pairs.
The average price of that? I have no idea.
Like a
idea.
Normal price? Yeah, $13
$12.99
for a pair of panties.
One pair.
$9.99 for a pair of panties. Yeah,
Jesus
it depends on what
Christ.
You're getting. Seriously. A bra, $58
A bra? One bra.
For $58.
Now, when you wear a bra, is that like a one a day? Do you have to wash a bra after you wear it once?
You know
Does
what?
One have
I,
to wash
I
a bra?
I would like to meet a girl who washes her bras every day. That's just saying I'd like that thing to fall apart
That's
later.
That's a scheme.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
So what's the average wears per wash on a bra?
Well, let's see. I probably have 10 or 12 different bras, but, you know, you can't wear that turquoise thing underneath your light t-shirt or something, you know?
And is there there's like one that you're like, this is desperation time?
Oh, everybody's got a desperate. Everyone also has a loner bra.
Like, this is
you came to my house and you were wearing an inappropriate bra for the shirt that you want to go out in.
Right.
So here's the loner.
I would never loan $58.
But no,
because
your loner bra probably came from Target. You know, you probably got that from Walmart.
Have a loner
bra
prepared to loan.
Like, it's like a loner bra where someone else loaned it to you and you never gave it back. So now it's at your house for when someone else needs it.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Just in case. That's a good idea.
But I'm not gonna lie. Now that it's summer, I'm really enjoying this whole wear a sports bra everywhere you go thing. Like, I rock a wife beater 24/7.
Speaking of loner, I loaned you my car.
You did.
Now, I want you guys to guess how many objects you left in my car that do not belong to me.
Four?
I'm going to go with...
But two of them are the same thing.
I'm going to go with two.
Book.
Two? Let's see. One.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Oddly, what? Salmon colored... coat hanger.
Yep.
I'll give that back to you.
Thank you. So that's one.
One mechanical pencil.
I think that barely counts, but
it's
sure.
Still
it counts.
An item.
It was right there on the seat.
It's a gift.
I found it in the dark.
I would have kept it. That eraser's new.
Oh, yeah.
One glass jar.
What was that for?
That was my change jar.
Why was your change jar empty in 2 days of borrowing a car?
Because I went and got my change. Changed.
Turned into bills.
Yes, I turned it into bills.
Did you just run all your errands while you were borrowing a car?
So is that it? Three?
No, well, there's one more.
I went to King Soup. I went to a place to get the stuff. Oh, yes. This was the thing I did leave
on
purpose.
This was on purpose, actually, to be fair.
What is this?
This is a
map of jumps.
Sweet jumps between my house and my school where I teach.
I don't get it.
I earned this because when I loaned him my car, I just was like, it's not you, but please be careful because I'm not in a financial place where I could buy another car. I will be fucked if you smash this car.
Right.
And I wasn't trying to be an asshole, but let's look at your history.
Okay.
Our mom buys a new car for the first time in 20 years.
Right.
And you rear-ended someone.
Yeah.
Almost immediately.
Fair enough. That was more than a decade ago, but
you were a new driver.
Yeah.
You then bought a new car.
Yeah.
And drove it one time and got T-boned.
Totally not my fault.
I'm not saying
like I can describe what happened was I was in the left turn lane.
Yeah.
The person in front of me in the left turn lane went out to turn. Yeah. A truck T-boned him and pushed his car into my car. It's completely not my fault.
I'm not blaming you for these, but what I'm saying is, regardless of whether or not it was your fault, if my car was destroyed, I'd be fucked.
Right.
So I was just asking you to be extra careful. Therefore, I go
I'm gonna add up. So there's two more that are worth adding.
Oh, sure. Please.
When I was in Arizona, when I lived there the first time, I was behind somebody, like going into a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
He turned into a parking, like he was going into the parking lot and saw it was full.
Uh-huh.
And he decided just to sort of try and make a back, like sort of back up and make a Y turn.
Okay.
But he didn't see that someone was, I was directly behind him. And so he just smashed into me.
Yep.
Like, so again, not my fault. I wasn't even moving.
So that seems to be a theme that it's not your fault.
And then recently, someone sideswiped my car while it was parked.
Right.
Oh, I remember that.
And so I feel like my cars get hit a lot.
Okay, so you can see why
it's your luck. Like, obviously might be nervous. You've done something bad.
Right. I've been in a lot of accidents and I've been in 4 accidents and only one of them is my fault.
Mm-hmm.
But your karma is still off.
Right. I have bad luck with cars, but it's not my fault.
So you can see why I would be
nervous.
Willing to go so far as to say, please be careful.
Right.
And so therefore I earned, he left a paper in the car with highlights on a road that said sweet jumps.
Yes.
And then second highlights completed. For ones that were completed, which is about half.
Right. I did some sweet jumps on the way. I made sure to have there's a nice spread between my home and my work.
I'm not going to lie that I really, really miss having friends that take it to the next level.
Yeah.
That's not just talking a little bit of shit. That's taking it to the next level.
It was good.
I printed this off. And what's even better about this particular map, because it's from Google Maps, is it shows my pictures of my house.
Yeah.
Like where it is. It does show my car parked out
Your
in front.
Actual car
my
is
actual
sitting there.
Car is sitting there
the
in front of the
victim.
House.
Oh,
right.
Nice.
I'd like to say, too, it worked well for me because, you know, I went into my car and instantly was like, he just leaves fucking piece of paper right on the seat.
Right.
Just unbelievable. 48 hours, he can't help but leave a piece of trash in there.
You were pretty mad about it, and then you're like, well.
And I was like, oh, it was on purpose.
Yeah.
Although I did then find 3 other objects that were complete nonsense.
That's still not as bad of a dick move as what I'm going to pull on my brother later this evening.
Is this related to not ballooning Ian?
No.
No, that was just sad because I really, really wanted to see Ian at least tie those balloons to the back of his bike and ride. But
I agree.
My dick move is going to be that. So my brother really doesn't like my dog. Like he has not owned up to the fact that he may never get another nephew and he should probably be nice to my fucking dog.
Okay.
And he won't let him in the house. And so my dog's got this horrible case of separation anxiety. So he just howls the entire night. Doesn't
because
stop.
He's constantly separated from people.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
he's a people person dog.
No. And my brother absolutely despises having him at his house. Like literally
Why
pisses and moans.
Why does your dog hate or your brother hate this dog?
Because his dogs will pee in the house if my dog's in the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it is a legitimate hate.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know, still he doesn't have to be a dick about it.
I can see both sides.
So I'm going river rafting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna leave bitch ass early in the morning and not bring my dog with me. I'm just gonna leave my dog at his house and force him to take care of him for the weekend.
So he's gonna have no choice. It'll just
but
be
to take
there
care of my dog
and you will be uncontactable.
Right.
Oh, yes, this is happening.
Yeah.
So
he's
now
be
the
pissed.
Problem might be that Quincy might do a solid freak out.
Yeah.
And so on Sunday when Ian comes and meets me for the who's back concert,
right.
He might have to bring my dog back to me.
We'll see how that works.
Yeah.
Oh, because there,
there's
be
a strong possibility that
of
like Quincy might murder my dog.
Right.
Like he's going to be like that puppy face stabber or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think he'd go that far, but still, he hates my
he
dog.
Might, like, buy a nice cage for him and just cage him for the weekend or something.
Oh, he's caged.
Oh, he's caged
already. He is already caged.
But the sounds of his howl break through the garage, through the rooms, and into your ears.
I think if I got a dog, I'd name it Nicolas Cage and just always put it in a cage. I'd be like, no, it's funny, it's cute, watch, because he lives in this cage.
Right. He's Nicolas and he lives in his cage. He's named after the place in which he was born and raised.
He sometimes goes
by Nick. Do you save up name for things? Do you save up baby names?
I really should.
Or
I don't save baby names.
Well,
that's
no one
cursing
should be,
yourself.
No one should save baby names, but I like to save up dog names.
I have a couple dog names. I have if I get a big fat dog, his name will be Steamboat Charlie.
That's a good one.
I talked to some people at work because I think grandma and grandpa names are good. And there was a girl who had a grandpa named Doyle, which I think is a pretty good dog name as well.
A Doyle rules.
Yeah.
A Doyle rules.
There's everything's good about it.
Yeah.
So I have a few in the hopper just in case.
In case you wind up with a dog.
I have a kid name, Assface Life Ruiner. If that ever happens.
Oh my God,
so I do
love
have
it.
One. That's kind of unisex.
That's quite possibly the best baby name I've ever heard. Because I agree with this statement.
Well, yeah, can you imagine? And what do you want to name the baby? Assface Life Ruiner.
At that point, Child Protective Services just shows up and takes it away. And
which
just,
is fine,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
that works out great.
Kind of works out well for you. You could also use that at the Chinese Adoption Agency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought we'd name him that.
Yeah, named after.
He's ruined my life. Maybe my wife should answer the rest of these questions.
Right.
I don't think I'm really fit.
I'm not qualified to do that.
I mean, honestly, you could probably be mad at your wife for not considering the other options in those scenarios.
Like divorcing me and leaving us both living alone?
Right. Or roller skating. Lots of roller skating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. If it was my wife having the baby.
I mean, trampolines and vodka.
Oh, yeah. I think there's got to be a million ways to make that happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could not tell you.
Could do
but
a romantic
sure
horse ride on the beach.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we want to help some people out there?
Yeah, I think you picked out a question, right?
Yeah.
You want to read it for us and we'll help the people?
It is a good, helpful snowman thing to do.
Good.
All right,
I'm
so.
I'm ready.
Lord, that's long.
All right, it looks really long, but it's sort of written in a stream of consciousness way.
I'm glad I peed. Yeah. Oh, it's like Ulysses or something.
Right, or like on the road. And you'll see by that, like we can compare this to James Joyce or Jack Kerouac.
I bet.
All right, are you ready? It's,
let's do that.
It's titled Creepy Neighbor Problem.
Okay.
All right, with a question mark.
I'm ready.
All right. By the way, there are no capital letters throughout. Stream of consciousness.
Does it describe the neighbor?
Does it have punctuation?
You'll have to just see.
Does he wear a shitty motorcycle shirt?
No shitty motorcycle shirt.
Okay, go ahead then.
All right. And you'll tell it. Well, you can tell it's not you right away. All right.
Okay, good. All right. That was my roundabout way of asking, are we sure it's
first
not
sentence
me?
Will dismiss that it's you right away.
Oh, good.
Okay. I am 14 and live in a classy gated community.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right. Like, no sex offenders or people with police records can live here.
Again, double.
Right.
Okay.
We could just as safe not locking our doors at night. That's what it says. However, recently when I take out my dog, a man about in his 50s has been sitting on his back porch every single day.
Mm-hmm.
He tells me he wait for me and always says hi. I thought it was because he was lonely because everyone knows his wife couldn't have and didn't want to have children. So,
you keep right. going, but I'm going to add right. creepily wave to underage girl on my summer list.
Summer list. Nice. All right. So I always said hi and kept walking. But then today I was taking out my dog and he told me that his wife was going to be out of town all next week. And if I would like to come over and listen to music or something, I was totally weirded out and I told him I couldn't. Then he said he would have to leave. He would leave his window open as a signal that I could walk into his house anytime I wanted to. I must have looked as uncomfortable as I felt because he seemed guilty and told me sorry for wasting my time. But
I'm excited to see what the question is here.
But then he asked me not to tell anyone or get him in trouble. I told my sisters because my parents aren't home, but should I tell my parents? I promised my sisters that if he did anything else creepy, I would tell mom and dad, and then I told them to ignore the man for now. What should I do?
What should she do?
Right.
That about this man?
Yeah, that's what it says. What should she do?
They need to sell their house and move from this classy gated community.
I would say that's one option. Option two, because sometimes I think we have our summer crushes.
Okay.
So maybe they should just flock and get it out of his system. Then he'll realize he's not really in love. It's just a summer thing. And then it'll be over with.
Yeah, he's just looking for.
Did she say how old she was?
14.
Oh boy,
That's the thing.
Never mind.
Well, but this is like
womp, womp.
And he's not 14.
But, well, no.
Well, he's an old man in about his 50s.
Right. Oh, this is the thing we were talking about earlier at the Stampede where you see the girls in the two short shorts and they're way too young. Like, that's the... You know, there may be, you can like the two short shorts, but maybe there should be like an, you should buy them once
an
you're over 18.
Limit, yeah.
You're like 18 and up.
Oh, yeah.
It should be
18
and up, but under the age of 28, because I feel way too old.
Like
parental
advisory shorts.
Right. Like it's the kind of thing that you scan them in and they're like, no, you have to buy those with an adult.
Yeah. Couldn't these under 18s just wear overalls or something?
Yeah. Like
overalls
so
with
that
the
you
shorts.
Knew,
yeah. And then like I'd be like, forget it. Doesn't matter.
Potato sacks.
And then if you're over 18, but you just want to go out and don't want to be harassed, you just wear your old overalls.
There you go. So that way people
and that's
are like
in disguise.
You
so
see the
three-fourths of all women are wearing overalls.
Yeah, everyone pretty much is.
So
overall.
You see overalls and you go, okay, back off, done.
I guess that doesn't work because then any woman not in overalls,
right,
at the fucking grocery store, there'd be 10 dudes like, oh, notice you're not wearing overalls. That's a start.
How are you doing?
Yeah,
you're available.
Maybe she should just get a wedding ring.
At
14. He seems like an appropriate man who would stop harassing her.
Yeah, he seemed to... Well, I guess he seemed to back down really quickly when she looked uncomfortable, you know, so...
He did?
Well, yeah, he said... I mean, part of the thing...
He left the window open for her to come over?
Well, part of it said where I must have looked as uncomfortable as I felt because he seemed guilty and told me sorry for wasting my time and then asked... Not to tell anybody, but
I feel like the best thing that she can possibly do is take a real nice photo of this person, post it on, you know, those like the signs for here's
yeah, like the Megan's Law thing. You where know, you can't like a child molester.
No,
right.
no. Like, you know, you've got a garage sale and you've got a poster board and it's bright green.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Like, I just want her to make like a nice collage with this guy's face on it and like creepy things he says and then just be like, oh, yeah, you know, I figured that this could go up next to that garage sale down the street.
I think you could do that, but I think what I'll do you one better.
Okay.
Is that what she needs to do is hire a 50-year-old homeless man to stand in front of the house and be like one of those sign waivers and do it that way. Because you don't want to do it. She just shouldn't do it herself because that's just going to give the guy kind of what he wants.
I was going to hang it on a telephone pole, but I like this. And right, I feel like it can't really be the too old sign waiver guy. It needs to be the young sign
the
waiver
young
who likes to get down.
Who throws it and flips it and shit.
Definitely a dude, though. Like, it's definitely a guy. Definitely a guy. And I think the thing is, it's good for... It gets rid of the guy problem. She doesn't have to deal with him. Plus, it gets someone employed.
Yeah, I
it
like does. A young young guy with
the
loose
longer
khakis
the hair,
on
the
and a disc man in a
right.
pocket.
Right, he can
be
a He can be a young Hesher. Like he's got a look, you know, that he's.
But he looks like he's genuinely happy, and it's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Right, he listens to Whitesnake unironically in his headphones.
I think this question's been answered.
Done. Yeah, I think so.
We helped the girl
hire a Hesher.
Okay. Other question? Are you guys ready?
I think so.
Guys or girls?
It could be Tasha.
Yeah, guys and Tasha. Would you have a one-night stand with a virgin? I'm 19 years old and a virgin. I always believe that I will wait for the right one to lose my virginity to and all that. But now, a part of me is wanting to just get it over with so I can go out at college frat parties and just enjoy myself without awkwardly avoiding going home with guys because I'm a virgin. So, guys, would having a one-night stand with a virgin be a turn-on or a turn-off for you?
Well, we do have a 50-year-old man here who doesn't seem to care. So I think this person should definitely hook up with this 50-year-old man.
Okay, so wait. Yeah. I'm going to make
a
little two
really
column.
Sort of
on
depends.
Or
I'm putting,
off?
I'm putting on my I'm a dude pants right now.
And 50-year-old man is in the turned on column.
Yes.
So that's one vote for a turned on.
Yeah, I mean, I think if she wants to just get rid of her virginity, this 50-year-old guy will do that.
Okay.
So...
She might be a little old for him, though.
It is It is a turn off for anyone who actually enjoys sex.
Oh,
so
that's very true.
Or if you're sober and enjoy sex.
Okay, that's two. I'm counting two as that, because it's anyone who wants to have fun sex or anyone who is not drunk.
Turn ons will be anyone else.
Drunk,
everyone
like,
else.
I'll say drunk is a turn on, all right? Desperate.
Wait, no.
Like, drunk would be the on. So, or drunk would be the... If sober is a turn off, then drunk logically should be a turn on.
Okay.
No, we're just saying if the person is drunk, then they're turned on. Or the person
is
sober,
is
off.
A virgin a turn on? Oh. So you're saying when you're drunk, yes.
Because you will hit
sober,
anything
no.
at that point.
Right. If you're drunk, your standards go down. And you're like, yeah, I'll do that. Okay. I'll go with the 1:45 a.m. rush. Virgin doesn't matter. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
so that's an on.
That's
last,
an on.
Last song of the night.
Right.
Okay.
On.
So far, Turn On is winning. I'm going to say
oh, no,
it's an
and
off.
Like, this is what I'm going to have to say on this statement here. Any girl can find some booty if she so chooses it
yeah.
at the end of the night, period.
I would agree with that, although I couldn't make that statement. But as a girl, you can say it.
Right.
But I'm not just talking about, you know, like attractive
I girls. Think the thing
any.
I think the
any
thing
yeah.
I think
girl.
Like if you're a girl and you're on a 1 to 10 scale, let's say if you're a 4 you can probably pull it off, a 4
yes.
or above.
Okay.
But if you're a 3 or a 2 you might not like
yes.
you might not be able to, but if you're at least a if you're in an average if you're an average looking girl and you
and
don't
if you're an average looking girl and you hoped to date above your number station, then finding drunk Chads is gonna be the way. You can find yourself a 6 with a drunk Chad.
I think yeah, if it, with alcohol involved. I mean, we're not even looking to date. You're looking to
well, let's put
yeah.
it. Let's
up.
Just
yeah.
be frank.
All right.
The uglier you are, but the easier you make it, it evens out.
Right.
There's a certain zero barrier of like, hey, if you're a 1, but you're completely naked and excited, eh.
It could work,
it
yeah.
It could happen.
I mean, it's that you can't be as picky, but sure, yeah, that
yeah.
I see that.
If you make it easy.
I guess I would say on the to make this more of a contest on the off category.
Sure.
If the virginity is motivated by crazy religion, that seems like that would be a no-go. Like if she were a virgin and it's because she's saving herself for Jesus or something like that. That's kind of like, because that means even if you take the virginity, there's going to be a lot of religious baggage and guilt
yeah.
afterwards.
No matter what, so. If you take the virginity, there is going to be some sort of baggage.
I agree.
But,
I think
yeah,
if you are 19
right,
and you just want to not be a virgin anymore,
yeah.
just don't fucking say anything. Why say anything?
I think
because
that's
because she
yeah.
feels guilty. She's waited
she
this long,
then it's
and
a
then
turn
off. I mean, I what I'm saying is, if there's an explicit religious thing, like I don't want to be a virgin because I've been told I'm going to go to hell when I die, is different than.
Well, she said she's
I just
for marriage.
Okay, so
that's just
yeah,
that's unlikely. Like, let's just talk about this honestly. You're 19, you're a college freshman, you know, you don't have to plow through half of the, you know, college or anything, but
no.
it's unlikely in today's day, unless
right.
you're like a young lifer or have
right.
like an abnormal moral code,
yeah.
that's actually going to happen. So she's yeah. probably going to like, you know, one day just be like, oh yeah, I've got
whoops.
This boyfriend that I've been with for 4 months and this sounds good.
It'll just
I'm not married
eventually.
But you know, it's somebody that I trust.
But it's
right.
I think there's what I'm trying to make the distinction between is I'm saving myself for marriage because I, you know, I think sex is a valuable thing versus I'm saving myself for marriage because that's God's plan for me are two different animals.
Well, I think if you want to get rid of your virginity so you can go home with people at frat parties, you're probably not thinking sex is a valuable thing.
Right.
I think that commodity
you're
goes
probably
down.
You're
right.
thinking that I don't have a boyfriend. Why is no one hitting
yeah.
on me?
I'd say
yeah.
don't fuck anyone in a visor.
There
that's
you
my
that's
ultimate
a good
advice.
One.
If they're wearing a visor, just
don't
forget it.
Don't fuck anyone in a fucking tap out t-shirt.
There you
visor,
go.
Tap out, and what's yours?
Ed Hardy, I'd add that.
Or okay. Affliction, because it goes with
right.
all
any of those ultimate fighting things.
Yes.
Unless you actually are an ultimate fighter and are paid to wear it.
I would say don't fuck
then,
an ultimate fighter for your first time.
Yeah, I feel like that's also a good choice. But
not that it's anything wrong with them personally, but that seems like going on the ropes course.
Yeah, that's
right off the bat.
Going on the
that's
ropes.
A little intense right away. That's,
yeah.
That's the double black diamond.
If I was going climb for my pole. First gay experience, I don't think I'd select an ultimate fighter as my
right
my lover.
What
that's
do you mean?
Just too involved.
What do you mean
you're
first gay experience? Alec is going
to
be very upset when he hears this.
Well, it's hype. if I were.
Oh, if you could go back.
This is my advice to the young gays as well.
Okay.
My gay son, aforementioned.
All right.
Son, don't fuck an ultimate fighter on your first time out.
So ass face life ruiner, don't fuck an ultimate fighter.
Find a nice cowboy who's uncertain.
Right.
And go from there. Because that'll fulfill the manliness of it, but it still won't be quite so
horrible
aggressive.
Tearing. Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a skull with a shirt with a skull that has a knife through it.
That's
probably no.
That's nature's sign of do not touch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a spine.
Nature right. gives women a lot of signs like that.
But
what,
like afflictions?
Affliction shirts, man sandals.
Oh, is that what mandals?
I hate mandals.
I think, you can hate mandals, but it's not the same level as ultimate fighting gear. Like, that's just... Mandel,
now, and my hate of mandals is real.
Are mandals any kind of sandal on a man?
No,
or are they the strappy?
Men who like are okay with wearing like flip flops, awesome, more power to you. But if you like are not climbing a mountain or doing a water sport or something, and you're rocking a pair of Tevas with like the rubber on the back,
gotcha.
Like I just I don't want to be your friend.
Around.
Right,
I don't want to be your friend.
Okay,
all right, but for her, in her case, I think if she's just kind of looking to get rid of her virginity. Mandals fall in the acceptable category because she's just looking to drop it. Like,
sure, mm-hmm.
The ultimate fighting gear, I see that, but the mandals.
Well,
you're
also,
like,
she's 19.
But yeah. I was just talking about signs for no-go in general.
No,
like,
okay.
not related to our 19-year-old friend.
But we should probably break up this tie.
No, what are your personal no-goes?
We already did.
Yours.
Mine.
For you, like, if you were out with a lady and you go to pick her up and then X, you'd be like, oh boy. Or you were going to go hit on a girl at a bar, but then you notice, blank,
Let's
and then
see.
You're like, never mind.
I would say, oh God, I'm going to go with, man, that's a tough one. I think I'd probably go with, you know, as horrible as it sounds, like more than one Louis Vuitton item at a time, that's going to be a no-go. Like if you have the bag, I'll be like, that's kind of, I'm not saying that's a no-go, but that's like a, that's a yellow flag. That's a caution flag. Gonna, you know, be like, be careful, but
high maintenance,
but like if there's a more than one piece of Louis Vuitton gear, I'm like, no,
I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't know how to recognize.
That's a no-go.
Can you recognize if it was like a faux Louis or if it was like a real Louis?
You know, actually I can, because in Morocco they made a ton of faux Louis Vuitton gear.
So what's the
gear.
Difference? You have one side by side.
The logo is weird. And a lot of the faux ones, like the logo is backwards, essentially.
Okay, so if it's a real shitty fake.
If it's a shitty fake, I mean, if it's a really...
Well, I suppose you could ask and be like, oh, is that real?
So you would
rather... Yeah, I wouldn't care.
You would rather, if you had side by side, they were twins, you'd rather hit on the one with the fake Louis Vuitton thing who's putting on this fake air than... the genuine Louis Vuitton thing who's high maintenance and expensive.
Well, if I have to pick one or the other, I'd probably go... I feel like I'd be more successful with the fake than with the real.
Okay.
Like, I'm going on my odds of success.
I see what you're saying.
And so I feel like that's a logical choice.
Okay.
I would rather go with neither, but the logical choice is to go with the fake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's the wounded gazelle theory. You know, you go with the... You go with what's and what's not as strong.
Okay.
So, but again, two Louis Vuitton things are a no-go.
All right.
So.
And you, do you have anyone besides mandals? Is that just the eclipsing moon that blocks out all other?
What's so hilarious about me in dating is that I really fucking suck at it. Okay. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. And I think Ian, who's met just like half of the people I've talked to and has made that face, the scrunchy face of it, what the fuck are you doing?
Like when he drank that shot and then almost vomited.
Yeah,
that's pretty close.
That's pretty much what he looks like with every single person I've ever introduced him to.
You meet them and you talk to them for, some of them you like are okay, but you talk to them for 3 minutes and you go, ooh.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm incapable of finding someone who houses like multiple cool qualities. Like, you can have good form or you can have, you know, good conversation, but you can't have both.
Yeah.
And so basically, I feel like I can't even answer that question because I'm no longer allowed to choose for myself. Like, there has to be like a registered party. Like, you've got to go through a voting process because I'm incapable of doing it myself.
In that case. Ian.
Yeah.
What would you say, you know, if Tasha said, what's the number one thing I should look out for right off the bat? Probably a visual thing.
A visual thing. Aside from the things we've already mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess from across the room, all right? This is what I'm thinking, all right?
Every time he does this to me, it's like painful. It's
sting a little bit.
It's painful.
It's painful.
No, see, here's what I think, all right? I think what you might want to go with is it might be worth exploring if you're looking at him across the room and it's a social situation, what he's drinking. Might be something
good. Oh, that's
good.
Rather insightful. That's an insightful
okay,
one.
That's
right,
not bad.
That I think...
So what would be a bad and what would be a good?
A bad, I mean, the obvious bad tends to be a super fruity drink. Yeah. Like if he's...
Something that's a Kool-Aid color. Right.
And also for my lifestyle, water.
Water, I'd say... Water's a fair choice.
That is not the guy.
Yeah, no.
Like,
it's
what? You don't drink? Oh, that'd be. You don't like people who get drunk?
You go up to the bar and you're like, how are you? And he turns around with the water and you're like, oh, never mind.
Water's a fair, I mean, water is like a fair choice, like water, like unless it's.
But you got to watch it. If it's like water in between other drinks, yeah, dude, you're smart.
Right.
Yeah.
Only water and nothing else. Like, what are you
He's planned ahead.
For?
That sure. Even if he, like.
Are you the DD? Like, I feel like you got to ask that
right.
question.
It is
pre-game.
The great mix because if it's just water, bad. But if it's water in between drinks, you're like, this guy is going to be out all fucking night.
If it's.
He's a smart fella.
Smart guy. Yeah. He's in for the long haul.
If it's. However, I'm going to go with the caveat. If it's ginger ale only. That might work because he wants to look like he's drinking but not actually drink. So he would go with you. He just might not actually drink.
That's
so,
perfectly fine. I'm okay with that.
Driver. Right. Like if
I just don't want anyone who's going to judge.
No, yeah, like he but he like problem. He under that's the thing is see, if he's drinking the ginger ale, he's trying to avoid judgment, so he's afraid
okay,
of the
so
judgment
too.
Okay. What's
a good
good choice I think is for Tasha, I will say like a martini made with a decent level of alcohol.
Okay, but you're looking right. at it, so you can't tell.
But I'm going to go with a martini might not be a bad choice because that indicates a couple of things. One, he's not a baby anymore. All right.
Sure.
He's grown, like martini's
I mean,
a grown ass man.
I fed right. a baby a martini, but
sure. Well,
I see what you're going for.
Okay. Like it's something that people don't order, you know, if you don't like martinis, you order one once, never do it again.
Yeah.
It also it comes in stemware generally. So stemware shows that he's delicate with his hands. He's not going to have a Ultimate Fighter Man crush fist when he
okay.
drinks.
See, I like that you said that as a positive because I almost thought of it as a negative because he can't then dance. You
well,
know,
think,
this, you can't
oh,
move
while
around.
While you're holding a martini
you
glass?
You can't move around, but if you've just got like a beer in your hand or like
or
a
highball
know, like
glass
a highball, like you,
yeah,
you can move around.
Little, you can do a two-step.
But see, the thing is, if he wants to go dancing, he's going to put his glass down because he's serious. He's focused.
I think we need to bridge the gap between right. the two. I think beer is right.
Beer, I think.
Because
right.
it's, it fulfills your criteria.
Okay.
But it also... He could dance at a moment's notice and not have to put down his beer.
I'll go.
He can continue
he can
drinking
walk around.
And dancing.
Could
yeah.
walk around.
He's ready to mingle.
I'll go with this and I'll make some brand choices. All right. Coors, sure. No.
Agreed.
All right. I'll go with Budweiser, maybe Bud Light.
Depending
I'm going to go
on
with
the
no.
Bar.
You're a beer snob.
Yeah, I'm a beer
Let's
snob.
Be
but
if you're out at a
he's
beer.
Like it has to be a craft beer made in Colorado.
If you're at a dancing place, a craft beer is $9.
Right.
Fuck that noise.
No,
if I am at a dancing place, I need to be drunk so I can dance. I don't need to drink nine oatmeal stouts.
Dance
no.
Snob.
I'll yeah, say, well. But I'm making this fair point, too. If you're at a dance place, a Guinness is a no. Like it's a no
oh, that's
go.
Too heavy.
Like it's a heavy
you
thing.
You won't be able to throw down.
And I feel like if you're going with if I was going to say a Guinness is okay, the martini is still a superior choice to the Guinness.
Sure.
In every
but
way,
you're splitting
but
hairs. Beers.
I think that
Stick
beers.
To beers.
I feel like instead of just sticking to beers, we should just point out solid. I don't know. This is a bad game for me. This
no,
is
bad,
because last time you told me to date the Asian.
No, well,
oh,
he was the best. He was
but, like an unavailable Asian at that. Like,
and you're like, go
you're
for
just
him.
Gonna throw this one out there. Like that's a real person. You're not like throwing out Justin Timberlake.
Well, he is a bad
something.
Choice. But here's the
or the black girl from Star Trek,
right.
whatever that is.
But here's I'll make the halfway position. I'll meet you partway in the dance club. I'll say that Bud or Bud Light is acceptable.
Right.
Coors, I still hold is not acceptable.
Okay.
But I'm going to say Coors outranks Michelob Ultra.
Absolutely.
Oh,
Michelob
well, yeah.
Ultra
Absolutely.
Is a not like
that's a scheme.
That's basically saying I want to look like I'm drinking, but I also want to look like I'm obsessed with fitness.
No, if I'm going to do that, yeah. I will have just a Gatorade and vodka.
I'll go. I mean,
at home that I made myself.
In my non,
that's the same thing.
In my non-beer snob list, I'll go Bud, Coors, Michelob Ultra is your no-go, and I'll say PBR is a mixed bag, but I'll go with Budweiser above PBR in the dance club.
Well, sure. I mean, like our definition of dance clubs could all be different, but if you see a single person who's not drinking, like in a dance club that's like a hipster dance club that's not drinking a PBR or a Miller High Life, then that person's in the wrong bar.
Yeah.
You know, and that's perfectly fine. But I like your idea of this whole look at the drink thing because that says a lot.
Yeah.
I've never thought about this before, and I'm entering that into my man finding like skill zone.
I think that in a perfect situation, martini is the best choice.
Yeah.
But in other choices, you go with, I still hold that not like, I think craft beer is superior, but like a widely distributed craft beer, like a Fat Tire is a better choice than other things.
Do you drink a martini?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't drink them very often. I wouldn't call it my drink.
Would you drink that at a dance club?
At a dance club?
No,
but again, like I said, perfect choice.
Okay,
so I think
I'm just asking. Ian
drinks
gauging.
Whatever helps him get through the electronic music.
Right.
See, I'm at a dance club. It's whiskey.
Yeah, I mean,
like a 7 and 7, or just straight whiskey.
Yeah,
it's to endure. So
came to get down.
I get one for the mouth and one to insert rectally because I get fucking smashed that way, and then I'm lubricated and ready to fucking dance.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's the only way I can do it.
I really don't understand why I haven't met this Peter Turkey.
I literally went to a dry wedding and stood on the dance floor, and it was not till I was standing there in front of someone who was dancing that I thought, I cannot dance sober. This is the first time I felt completely dependent on alcohol because I was like, I can't do this. I can't. It's not I'm in a suit. I feel like an idiot. It's bright.
It's light outside.
Yeah.
You're aware of
everything.
Have
you ever had that moment where you're like, I cannot do this without a drink?
Yes, actually I have.
What were you
doing? What was that moment?
I was in a dance club as well.
Were you with me?
No, I wasn't with you. Okay. I was with a girl I was dating at the time, and I was picking her up. Like, she'd been out sort of drinking. She was having a girls' night.
Yeah.
And I was out to come pick her up. And because it was late at night, I was tired. I'd gone to work that day. I was like, I just kind of want to go home, and I'm here to pick you up. I'm not here to hang out at this dance club.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to hang out in the club, and she wants to go dancing. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. I just came to pick you up.
Yeah.
You know, like I kind of came assuming you'd be ready to leave.
Okay.
You know, or like heading that way. Not, let's go dance now. That's
you thought she was at the stage of, can you roll down the window?
I could have gone
Kanye
with that.
West drunken hot girls.
I would have gone. I totally would have gone with that. I would have preferred that over what I got, which is, I'm drunk. Let's go dancing. And I'm like, I came to pick you up so we could go.
All right. So when did the moment of?
It was on the dance floor, right? Yeah. And the thing is, she vastly overestimates her ability to dance.
Oh,
like.
Well,
she,
as does everyone who can't actually dance,
right?
Or is drunk,
right?
Yeah,
and so like she would, we went on the dance floor, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to keep up with this. I'm like, I just, you know, I'm like, I'm looking around for a clock that I could be watching to be like, mm-hmm. I want to see my life flashing by, but. She starts trying to do the sort of grind on me thing.
The only one in the fucking dance club like, where's the clock?
Right. And I'm not prepared for this. So it becomes like where it's the sort of back that thing up. And she's sort of backing us both up. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
And you're just slowly walking backwards.
Right. I'm like, this is not, you know, I'm like, this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my brutish moment.
Ma'am.
I had my brutish moment because I'm like, this is way, because she wasn't like doing this sort of subtly. She was like bent all the way forward, backing up. And I'm like, I'm not enjoying this at all. This isn't a public place. You're taking up more of the dance floor by going forward. And so I'm not having this. This is not fun. This is like having a girl grind on your leg is fun. Sometimes this was one of those not fun moments.
Okay.
I can honestly say that I have never met a man who said, yeah, having that chick grind on my leg was not fun.
It's not fun. It's different. It's not a strange girl. It's a girl you're dating, right?
Mm.
It's a long, it's a longer term thing. You're tired.
So you're
sober.
You're past the
You're not having a good time. It's not fun. Like, you...
The grinding honeymoon's right. over.
The grinding honeymoon is, like, it's fine if you're both drunk or you're both out together. Not when it's, I've been out having fun, you know, or she's been out having fun. I was at work all day. I came to pick her up because I'm like, I just want to go.
You felt like she was sort of grinding it in your face at that point. That she was having fun and you were not.
Yeah, she was grinding it in my leg, in my face.
Yeah.
That happens. Right. Very often.
And I think that that's a situation where I'm like, yeah, I didn't.
So that's when you had the thought of, I need booze.
Yes, I was like, I need booze for this to work.
Yeah.
Like,
did you booze or did you pull her out of there?
I pulled her out when the song ended, which unfortunately, and part of why I dislike a lot of the sort of clubby techno mixes, they go on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And so when it's like,
they
you know,
don't give you a good out.
Yeah. Right. Like this thing, if you
Cascade remixes some Katy Perry.
Yes. Where it's like all of a sudden becomes, you know, it mixes into one thing. So you're like, not, there's no good place to be a stop. Like if you have a swing song or something, it stops. If you have a waltz, it stops. If you have a tango,
wow.
it stops.
Okay,
so
I guess.
Ian's really taking it back a notch.
Right.
Like we live,
so you go dancing in the 40s then is how right? you get your dance on.
See, I think people should go with that as a standard because then there's a break. You could go to the bar. You
but
can go to the
bathroom.
But let's
be serious that people today, their standard is top 40 radio.
You yeah. know,
I think would right. be a good fit for you.
Okay.
And I'm not being an asshole.
Okay.
Country line dance.
You know, people have told me that.
They do songs, and they right. do between, they'll do like some line dance songs and then a slow song.
Yeah.
And all the weird cowboys dance with their girlfriends, and then you get back in and do the line dance.
And you can get the beer.
Yeah,
that's
I
the
think
time
that's...
to drink if you're not there. And if you're not with somebody, it's cool. Or if you're with someone that you're sick of and she's grinding on you, it's
right.
cool because you don't have to do that.
I don't think that we've ever gone to the Cactus Canyon together, Ian.
No.
See?
But I've done this. I did some line dancing in college before, and it wasn't so bad. I think that's actually a valid point.
You know what else?
It's not so bad.
The men's version of I fooled around with a girl in college for girls is I did some line dancing.
Right.
It was an experiment. My friends thought I should try it.
I wasn't so sure. I had all these feelings welling up inside me.
Right?
And I just, you know, I was drawn to it.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, I experimented with it in college, but now I've moved on.
Yeah. I did my thing, but I'm pretty much set on the line dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
you
good.
Know,
unless it's like the Cupid shuffle that you hear like once when you go to that douchey bar on Market Street where the Chads hang out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, yay, Cupid shuffle.
Sure. Everyone's got one, yeah. right? They
it's
have
for
to do.
It's summer only, though. You can't do that shit.
Summer dance.
Summer yeah, there you go. Dance. Summer
Bam.
Dance craze.
You need a summer
I
dance
do.
Craze.
I probably need the summer dance.
If you never
once.
Did the Macarena, you might have to restart that
I never
one.
Learned it.
They tell you what to do in the song.
Do they? I can't understand a fucking word they're saying. So they're saying, hey, put up your hands and pull them in half, dance around and look like an ass.
So
and
then the Cupid shuffle for you.
Cupid shuffle. I will put that as an option.
They tell you what to do.
Oh, mm-hmm. oh, okay. That I could do. They don't tell me ahead enough, though. They need to be like in about 40 seconds.
Right.
Or I need a part of the song that's just them
like
talking.
If we wanted to one up this, like you should watch a YouTube video of like the Tootsie Roll,
yeah.
like we were trying to do.
Right.
And you should do that, you know? You should do the Tootsie Roll.
See, that's advanced.
Or the dip.
That would be like me fucking
somebody
the Ultimate
to do
Fighter.
The dip.
Like,
right. That's the.
I can't go straight to Tootsie Roll. I need to do a Cupid
you need,
Shuffle.
You need a minute, like you need something, like some sort of mid range thing to get to. So that way you can lose your dancing virginity.
I think shuffle is a comforting word to me because it doesn't sound like a big move.
Right.
It's not like, I don't think Usher is doing any shuffles.
No.
He's dancing.
Okay.
I'm
so
shuffling.
It's a good one.
Shuffling doesn't involve you lifting your feet off the ground.
Right.
So
yeah.
you're not going to trip.
They're like, don't have a, you know, pelvis that's not... completely
you
solidly
have a
connected.
Yeah, you have a you have a solid pelvis, so it's not going to work.
There's no pelvis. Legs go straight into my stomach.
Okay.
There's nothing in the middle.
Kyle XY.
Right.
Yeah, I'm Kyle XY.
But without a pelvis. Instead of a belly button.
I remember that special episode where he couldn't dance.
Okay.
Not even to the greatest beats from his universe.
Mm.
Or, I don't know.
I thought he was a clone or
I
something.
I have no fucking idea.
We're still going.
What
right
Kyle
now.
XY is. Yeah. Well, I think we did it. What do you guys say?
Yeah.
I mean, do you need like a...
I think
I do feel a little uncomfortable, and I'd like to apologize
oh,
to
you
Mexicans.
Feel uncomfortable? Oh, they're fine. There are no Mexicans listening to this.
Okay, that's true.
I think we should apologize to this virgin because basically not only do we get off topic, but we have a 3-3 tie.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that basically we'll say that for some guys it's a turn on and some guys it's a turn off. We're
Find
clearly
a boyfriend
split.
Who's yeah. one step below your hotness level and he'll love you for life.
I'd go with two, but sure.
Okay,
yeah,
likes.
Find a boyfriend you stick with a little too long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then later on it won't
Once
matter.
Once you realize what sex feels good, then you can ditch him for someone better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or just wait till you're married. If you break that 22 barrier, you might as well fucking wait.
Yeah.
Because then Agreed. You're a little old.
There you go.
19's right on the edge.
Agreed. Thanks for this, guys.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yep.
We will hopefully see you both again post your high school reunion coming up.
Oh, ooh, that'd be a good
I
one.
I like it.
I'd love to hear a recap
Who
of how
Ian
that
makes
goes.
Out with.
Yeah.
Everyone has to make out with someone at the reunion.
I suppose.
I think so.
Let's do
so
this.
I'd like to hear that. That'll help me make my own reunion decision.
Right. And if we get that reunion episode done, where could they find it?
HelpfulSnowman.com. Facebook.com/HelpfulSnowman. Twitter.com/HelpfulSnowman.
All right.
Or you can email HelpfulSnowman@gmail.com.
Excellent.
And I will send you an angry email back of why the fuck can't you just go on the website because you're clearly on the internet. Before we go, my dumb sister sent me this message of, I tried to listen to your show on the website because you can stream it live.
All right.
But I closed my browser and had to start over. Fucking download the show and just listen to it. It's really easy. It cannot be easier.
I mean, you can save it even if you don't have iTunes. You can just save it on your desktop. It doesn't matter.
Now that we're in, I'd like to apologize to my sister. I get extremely enraged when people make suggestions that I'm like, that's crazy.
Right.
That is crazy. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.